Blog Talk Radio.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? To save a world in despair. Who really cares?
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, brother, brother.
25, it's going to be a black male in a white t-shirt.
There's far too many of you dying.
14 million more
you
Americans
know
would be
got to find
next
a
year.
Way.
This deadly mass shooting
to bring the
loving
here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and kids here today. Oh, we get blind. It's fine. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Deprived your need, demonized your marijuana and prescribed your speed. That's why I chill with Bob Shapiro today. Everybody wanna be Robert De Niro today. They charging you triple while a zero they pay. Nothing can save you, they took all of your heroes away. I hear the thunder very clearly, still I wonder can they hear me. I'ma put a dick in them, I'm tripping them like Timmy Leary. You got a wild imagination, magic bullet of theory. All the the caliber, no doubt about it, I'm sincerely. Give it away like a satellite song. Wake the fuck up, you're living in the twilight zone. It's all just a movie, I defy anybody to prove me wrong. I know you probably think it's groovy, but it's Hitler's dream come to pass. Poor on the poor and middle class. They don't know how long it's gonna last. The perfect storm, it won't pass. Your worst nightmare came true. And there ain't a thing you can do. If you don't see, you've been blind. Man, it's time to respond. There's a war on your mind.
We got the new electronic voting machines in place. What the hell are you gonna do to us, huh? We got cops with machine guns. Black ski mask, and you've got your little national ID cards, slaves.
They wanna put a chip in you, imprison you in Xanadu, unleash your epidemic and offer your Tamiflu. I told you they got viruses that target your race, right under your nose and all in your face. They got you worshiping the 17 Jesus, while they're praising the devil in the bohemian breezes. You watch their movie, they control you with the TV. Child psych 101 is rather easy. Clowns and jokers, they be talking about the same shit. Same exact theater master and the same script. Alternative lifestyles are funded, they ain't hip. I don't play these silly games, cause they game sick. Predators now have special rights. Pedophiles are selected to protect your type.
Neocons got their new Pearl Harbor. Hell bent on bringing you their new world order with them.
Hitler's dream come to pass.
Chicken hawk neocons love to beat them drums. They gave you a problem like nothing before, and the solution that they're offering is much, much more of that. Orchestrated war, they're never gonna bring an ender. They utilize the poor to further their world agenda. Remember, that jet fuel stuff is pure bullshit. You should've known that when Silverstein said pull it. Bet your Liberty dollars to Dunkin' Donuts. Now listen, 9-11 was carried out with military precision. My rogue elements is lurking in our government. You trusting them, they loving it. You gluttons for their punishment. Atrocities they commit and that's draconian. That shouldn't surprise you, they money systems Babylonian. Illuminati bloodlines are quick to lend you their dough. It seems to follow them wherever they go. All their powers emanating from London and the Vatican. They own all of the banks and they come in for your cash to end. Their scare tactics are sick, they've implanted their fear. Now they plan on implanting their chips and that's war.
Hitler's dream come to pass. War on the poor and middle class.
We'll tell you tonight.
In the next year, you'll be able to use your teen's cell phone to locate them 24/7. Younger children will get a small global positioning device hidden in their wristwatch or backpack. And just around the next high-tech corner, an electronic chip like this that can be implanted under your kid's skin.
Can't that only be a good thing for the community if it keeps children safe?
Why, we've been doing it with doggies for years.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Drive Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette, and tonight I have with me Elder Dr. Raymond Fauntroy.
Well, good
Brother
evening,
Ray,
everybody.
You with me?
Yeah, I'm right here. And good evening to you and to Dry Bones and to all of our listeners.
Yes. Well, I know you have some things on your mind that you would like to discuss with everyone, so I'm going to let you open up, and I know you were telling me about your electric bill.
Well, one of the things that first I'd like to just say that the drum call is working. It's working, y'all. We're just asking everybody to please drum 3 o'clock every Sunday, Eastern Standard Time. We're doing it all over the world, as a matter of fact. And a couple of my brothers out on the continent in Africa have called. They're drumming. and they're adding Ukraine, the Africans who are in Ukraine who are being locked out as we have been and are being locked out here and around the world, they are now beginning to understand that we're one people and we need to come together and we need to do something besides talk about what our issues are and our problems are. One of the things that we've come up with is that we need to drum. Our ancestors used the drum to communicate with one another, and they used the drum to communicate with God, with the creator of the universe, the giver and sustainer of all life. And they used that drum, and we're now reinstituting, we're raising it up again. We're asking our people to remember our history and our culture, come together. And we have to stand together. We are under attack by the enemy, and we know who the enemy is. We cannot continue to act as if we don't know who the enemy is, because we do. So the drumming is going well, and we're just asking you to drum and to join all of those who are drumming, the Native American here on in this continent are drumming. And I hope that someone will call in tonight. And, of course, in Africa, Central South America, and in Australia, the Aborigines are drumming. So we're doing what we have to do in order to save ourselves. And a couple of things that we're asking for our people to do, or for people of goodwill to do, is to pray and to pray for divine intervention. Our people will use that spiritual power we have. This is a spiritual warfare. And we are not against blood. We need to know these things and then do what we do that we have the power to do. So I just wanted to make sure that we understood that and not lose the sight of the drum and how important it is. I got my electric bill came, and yesterday I looked at it and I said, I just paid this bill. Why is it so high? And I decided to look at it a little closer, because I usually just pay it online because it's easy that way. And I think, okay, that's why they're doing it that way, because you don't look at your bill. But when I looked at it, they added a $20 and change to the bill. And I looked, I said, wait a minute, this is something new. I'm not aware of this. Why would they put $20 on top of the bill? So I called Florida Power and Light, who controls our electricity in the state of Florida. I called them, and I called. They couldn't give me any answer. They just told me it was a fuel bill. And I said, okay, well, let me look into this a little further. So I called my commissioner, my county commissioner. They didn't know anything about it. And by the way, everyone that I called, there were foreigners answering the question, answering the phone. Some could not speak English very well, and, it was hard to understand some of them. Okay, so then after I talked with the county commission, I decided to call the state senators. Same problem. Some of them never even answered the phone. I left messages, never got a call back. The next call I made was to the Public Service Commission, the PSC. Every state has one. And if you're having a problem and you look at your bill and you see this charge on it, you need to call them. So after that, they didn't have an answer, but what they did was gave me asked them where was that this initiated. It was initiated from the governor of the state of Florida, and that's Donald Trump's boy, Ron DeSantis. So I've called them. They haven't called me back. I'm going to continue to call them. But then I'm thinking, I said, okay, well, if the so-called elected officials don't answer the questions, then it's up to the people, because the government, this is a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, which means it's on us. It means that we are the ones who these work for us. This is our government, not theirs. So I decided to put out the call to as many people as I could to ask them if they checked their electric bill, and if they saw this discrepancy, call the electric company or call, the representatives. And I hope they're doing it. I hope that everybody's listening on this program tonight will do the same. Check your bill, because we are being fleeced. We're being fleeced. We're being overcharged for everything. Everything.
Yeah.
And the reason is that the cabal is running this country now, and they are robbing us. If you look at the movie The Godfather, it'll tell you exactly what's going on. Okay, it's in there. They say it in that movie. And they've also said, the 1%ers have also said that they must rid the world of 90% of the population, which means they're coming after us and others. That's the case. We cannot sit back and do nothing and think that it's going to go away and somebody's going to come out of the sky and fight this thing. We have to ask for it, and we have to be vigilant on it, and we have to do some things. Things I'm asking people to do, if they will. If we can get it all together collectively, and we'll try to get this done in April, if we can get it organized from March to get it done in April, where we will all come together and at one time cut the damn electricity off and don't pay the bill, I think that will stop them in the tracks, because they need money, and that's why they're fleecing us. That's why everything is costing more, because the money is not going into the treasury of the United States or the people. It's going into the pockets of the private corporations that were put in place under the Bush administration when he called for privatization. Some of you can remember that. And as we look back and check out the agencies, the United States agencies, they are all run by other people from other countries, particularly Germany and particularly Nazis. The Food and Drug Administration, your Federal Reserve, your IRS, all of these are corporate entities privately owned. Wake up, people. You got to wake up and see what's going on, and then you can do something about it. But if you don't wake up, you're going to find yourself roasted in a fire before you can wake. So we're putting it out there, and we're doing a lot of, we're doing what all that we can do with what we have, you know. And we thank for those of you who understand that and have sent your donations to us to help us do this. We're prepared we're getting ready. We're not there yet. We're going to release a booklet to every black person or every person who wants one, the survival of black community in this country and the world today. Begin to dialogue so we can talk and figure this thing out. You know, we're smartest people on the planet, and we're acting dumb. We're acting like we don't know nothing to do. You know, we built this country. We act like we can't build anything, and we can. So we're just asking you to get busy, y'all. Please, get busy and do something. If you don't know what to do, call somebody. Okay? We got some brilliant minds among our people. And they are doing things, but we're not collective yet. We're not working together. We're working separate. That's why I just put it out there. Anybody want to do it, do it. You know, I don't care who takes credit or none of that. But we got to get it done. So that's basically what's on my mind. Yeah.
You mentioned the book. Now, how can we get the book?
I'm working on it, as I said. I'm working on it. We're trying to get it prepared. I've met with some publishers who are going to help us do this. I can't. I thought I could do it, but I can't. And it takes money, and I don't have any. So that's what that is.
Yeah.
But we can, and we will. It will be done.
Yes, we will.
It's going to take a lot of prayer, a lot of energy. You know, I was telling a person earlier today, you know, I must be under attack, because every time I turn around, I'm knocked down. Something is happening to me to keep me from getting things done, but I'm not going to let it stop me. I'm going to keep doing what I think needs to be done. And I just pray that those of you who have a like mind, stand up now. You know, we got to stand up. You know, no two ways about it. And we have to organize ourselves. And we have to have the entities that it takes to create our government. We need to take this land back. This is our land. They are invaders to our land. They came and fought. They came to kill, steal, and destroy. And that's what they do everywhere they go. And that's why you have 198 countries who have said enough, enough is enough. And they've come together.
Yeah.
And they are they're not spending, they're not buying American products. They're not spending money with America. So that's why you're seeing what's going on. You have a lot of economic problems in the country. And so they're claiming they're going to have to rip us off. And that's what they're doing. They're going up on everything.
Yes, they are.
And please do not take my word for anything. Just check it out. Do your research.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, every brother ain't a brother, y'all. Every white man ain't your enemy. But you must study to show yourself approved. You got to make a move, y'all. Okay?
Yes.
You don't believe what I'm saying. Go ahead. You can look up Federal Reserve and go into the corporate Google corporations. And it'll tell you who it is. It ain't us. Okay. So, and now they're beginning to brag about it. Netanyahu and his bunch of thieves over there bragging about controlling America. And I don't know if you know this or not, but Israel gets more money from this country, from our government, our money, than any state in the Union. And that ought to ring a bell to you. That ought to tell you something. Okay. So,
yeah.
And I must add. Yeah. And
I
must add that. That there are Israelis who are standing up against what's happening. And on top of that, those who are calling themselves Israelis are not Jewish. They're not Jews. So we have to know that.
Yeah.
And it ain't about hatred. It's just about stopping the enemy from killing us and stopping them from using us.
Right. We have a caller. I believe it's Brother Derek. Are you ready to talk to Brother
Derek? Anytime, but I got questions. I'd like for if you have questions, anybody, call, please, and see if we can answer them or do the best we can.
Okay. Area code 773.
Oh, good evening, Antoinette.
Evening,
Brother Ray,
Derek.
How y'all doing tonight?
All right, Brother Derek, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I was just going to sit back and listen, but when you mentioned your electric bill, I said, oh, boy, it's in the stars tonight to talk about the subject. Would you believe me if I told you just this afternoon, well, you were talking about your electric bill, I checked, something told me to go online. I checked my auto insurance policy, you know, for my bill because I just paid it on the 28th. It went up $100 on my premium.
Yeah.
My automobile, my bill was $347. I said, hell no. I called Allstate. What's going on? And they basically told me it was a local problem. Something going on here with the state of Illinois. Beginning of January, the insurance premiums and stuff was going up. The way she explained it to me, a lot of the carjacking's been going on here, especially in Chicago, the crime going up, the robberies and everything. I mean, and I'm not disputing that because, like I said, it is happening. We have a lot of our young people driving crazy now, running red lights, stop signs. They don't have any insurance.
They took the shot, didn't they?
and it's funny you mentioned that, Doctor, because they just literally lifted the mask mandates Monday. And guess what group of people? I hate to say it, but I'm just being respectful and honest right now. Just take a wild guess of which group of people, after they lifted the mask mandates, are still walking around, especially outside, with the mask on.
I know. The other people.
I mean, it ain't funny, but it's every time, and this has been going on for the past 2 years, when the governor, Pritzker, Lori Lightfoot, the mayor, and Toni Perkins, she's the Cook County president, they're all dangerous people. you know, especially with dealing with Perlink and Lightfoot, because they're straight out of the University of Chicago. And like I said, that's a whole different ball of wax right there. But it's like every time they tell the city, okay, you can take the mask off or do whatever, some of the people do the total opposite. And
yeah.
It's just, you know, it's fortunate, but like what you just said a few minutes ago, brother, I mean, at some point, we got to take accountability for ourselves. Because if we don't, especially with our children and everything, like right now there's the issue within the Chicago Public Schools. Now, the governor was taken to court, and on the Supreme Court level, appellate level, and the circuit level, they threw out the mask mandates. But the Chicago Public School system took it upon themselves and said, no, we're still going to wear the mask. Now, my question is now, I mean, you probably will notice, who runs the Chicago Public School system? And then it's one of those situations now, the parents got to stand up. And it's interesting because, like, just this matter of fact, it's just past Saturday, I had went to a, because I like to work out a lot, I went to a gym over in DuPage County. DuPage County is the county west of Cook County. And nobody's wearing masks, even though they're supposed to, but it's like the people over there said, okay, we had enough of this BS. We're not wearing no masks. We're not taking no shots. We're done. But it's like, I go to certain areas or certain places in the city and state, one group of people are doing one thing, then you got another group of people doing another thing. It's a sight to see, I tell you that. So,
like I said,
I know y'all have a show to do, and I just wanted to, you know, put my little spin on it, whatever.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you called because you've raised some points that need to be, you know, need to be addressed, and it needs to come from the people. You are the people. You are, you know, we are one of the people. And if we got questions, we need to find out, and we need to say what we think and what we know, and then try to reason what we must do. We can't sit back and allow, you know, these people to do what they're doing and then act like it's okay. We know something is wrong. I mean,
right.
We know, and Brother Tariq told us about the mask and how the mask is really is suicide. It's helping you destroy your lungs. You're breathing in your own CO2, you know. So that's why you see some of these white folks not wearing them, because they know the truth about it and they don't wear them. I don't wear them. You know, I have to get on the bus, and they won't let you on the bus if you don't have a mask, so I have to use the bin.
Right, that's because of the federal mandate is still in effect. You have to wear it on the planes, the trains, the buses, inside the train stations, and inside the airports.
So the question you have to ask, the question that you have to ask yourself is, well, who's bringing this, and who's allowing it? Who are the ones who vote for these laws, and who introduces them? You have to ask those questions. And when you look at it, you'll come up with the answer. The people who bring the laws, if you investigate them and do what they call you run for office, skipping me right now, it's an investigation of who you are, where you're from, your history and all of that. They want to know who it is, and I want to know who it is. And then you'll figure it out that it's one group of people that's controlling everything, and who are they? Where they come from? Okay, and you'll find out that they all owe themselves to this Nazi idea of ruling the world, and they're trying to rule it. And America's was the strongest, biggest country on the planet, and they decided to come in here and take it over, and that's what they've done. But, in my opinion, it's going to be the people at the bottom who are going to turn this thing over. You know, it's not
right.
Change ain't coming from the top down. It's coming from the bottom up, and we're at the bottom
right.
of changes. Yeah, brother, I appreciate you. I appreciate your thought pattern, man. We got to do something. You got to make them calls, call them people and ask them, check their bill. And if we're going to try to set this thing up for sometime in April where we will all cut our phones off, cut our electricity off. I think one day we'll do it. If we have to do it for more one day, then we'll do it. But that's the kind of move that we must make in order to cause the change we're looking for. We got to get rid of these people. You know, they're greedy people who want everything for themselves. And we sat back and allowed it. We allowed them to steal our elections. We didn't do anything about that. We've been trying to do it down here in Florida, but again, it takes money to do stuff, and I refuse to take it from the people who doing it to us. As long as they finance it, they're going to do what they say. So we go in our own pockets.
And it's interesting, brother, you mentioned election piece because, like, that's why I've been – this is just me now. And that's why I think some of this thing with this Ukraine-Russia thing is a distraction because there's some stuff going on over here in the country right now that the mainstream media is not talking about. You mentioned the election fraud. Wisconsin right now, they're battling to certify the 2020 election because they found fraud. Same thing in Arizona, Pennsylvania, a lot of these other states. But the mainstream media is not talking about it. And also,
figure this out. Right there, right there. Who owns the main media? It's the same people. It's the same cabal that owns the media, that owns every newspaper, radio, television. They own it. Okay, so, you know, we have to organize ourselves, put our own money up. That's why I appreciate those who are sending me to do this until we get ourselves better organized. We got to do it. I mean, there's no other way. All our news comes from them. And everything we think, our food, they control our food. They shut down the farmers who are doing the food right, and they put all these chemicals in, Monsanto, and they put the chemicals in the food, so you're not getting healthy food anymore. They destroyed the planet with chemtrails. So we got a big job. It's a big job. But it ain't too big, because anything God brings you to, he'll bring you through. And we just have to trust him and believe it, and do what we're supposed to do. Yeah, I appreciate you, man. We said these things Sunday on Dry Bones. We said the same thing, that not about the electricity, but about how we have to organize ourselves, you know, and fund our own movement. We got to save these kids out here. Nobody going to do that for us but us. We got to save our children. And it's going to take us to do it. So let's move on it. That's all I got to say to you. Let's move.
Yeah, and then, like, especially being in Illinois right now, Illinois has the highest income tax bracket and real estate tax in the nation. It's gotten so bad now, people, I was reading an article the other day, she got, like, $11,000 property tax bill. And people are living here in droves because they can't afford to live here anymore. You know, but like you said, this is done. At the end of the day, this is done on purpose. This ain't done. This ain't no coincidence.
And it's the same people doing it. Some of them are bold with their ignorance and their racism. Some of them are just ignorant and racist, and they don't know any better. They don't know that what's happening to us is happening to them. But they're waking. Mm-hmm. They're waking up slowly, and we will come together, and we will deal with it. You know, thanks to people like you who got enough courage to say something. You know, somebody will hear you. Some of your friends, neighbors will hear you, your family will hear you and understand. Yes, they're ripping us off. Yes, we can stop it. Organize. Come together, you know, and work and do the work that has to be done. You know, they control everything. They control our legal system, our lawyers, all of that these people have done. They've been doing this, organizing this for over 100 years. They've been controlling all of this bar association. It's British. Bar Association. Come on, y'all. Where is ours? So I'm saying let's organize our own nation again, our own people. And that's why the Indian nations are coming in on this thing. They're drumming, and they're very serious about it. We got to get serious as well. You know, and like I say, if you're going to have a drum, get drum a box. Get a box. Get a can. Like the brothers in New York, they drum on paint cans. Get a can. You know?
Yeah, they do that here, too.
That's right. Drum on the table. For 3 o'clock every Sunday, drum. Pray for divine intervention. And see if we can't get people to start thinking and feeling spiritual how we can deal with this thing. Kim Weston is our board member for Lift Every Voice and Sing. She's pushing that all over the place. She's pushing it all over the world. Lift Every Voice and Sing Till Earth and Heaven Ring. You know, she's got to hope she's listening tonight. But we need to continue to push the truth and our belief system. We are good, kind, gentle people. We're too kind. We're too gentle. People just run over us when we let them. It's time to stop that. So here we are. But appreciate you, brother. Thanks for calling.
No problem. Thanks for taking my call, y'all.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, Brother Derek. And you know, Brother Ray, I went to the market. You know there was no chicken wings? And I was shocked.
Hey, I ain't shocked. This chicken that Americans eat, Jesus, I don't know where the chickens be coming from everywhere you go. Chicken wings, chicken wings, chicken, 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 chicken. They must be making them.
Yeah, well, you know, see, the only thing I eat is just the breast and the wings. I only eat the white meat of the chicken and the turkey. So,
yeah.
You know, I was like, oh, boy. But you can find the boneless, skinless chicken breast. And I'm kind of skeptical with that because I want to really know that it's chicken.
Well, one thing that we did in the past, and again, it failed because we just didn't have the support that we needed. But we put together our farmers, black farmers. We raised organic food, clean food, and there's some people doing it right now. We're going to hook up with them, and I'll announce them on your show when I get
yeah.
the permission. But
okay.
there are people. There's a woman down in Alabama. She's got her own farm, and she's growing organic food. And Brother Kwame knows about her.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he went to their festival this year. He went to the festival. I wish I could have gone, but I couldn't.
Yeah.
So there are farmers. I had 100 black-owned truckers who were prepared to come in and pick up these foods and deliver them to our communities across the country. Chicago was one of them. Detroit was another.
Oh, yeah.
And other, you know, other cities. But we had put that in place, but it takes money, y'all. It takes money. And I always point out the fact that they brought these Cubans here. They gave them millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars, set them up in business. And the businesses that we were trying to set up that's going to help the poor people or help people, period, we couldn't get a dime or we get enough to make you fail. So I'd rather it come from the people. I'd rather it come from the dollars and the 50 cents and the dollars and the pennies from our community to do our labor, do our work. And we could do that. And we just have not gotten to the point where we understand it enough. To go in our own pockets and send a dollar. So just think everybody gave a dollar. Just $1. Everybody
yeah.
gave $10. That's what we could do. You know, and then monitorize it. And we have a wonderful accountant that works with us out of Atlanta. He keeps it straight and he knows the law.
Mm-hmm.
He knows how to do it. And he's with us, and we're just trying to get it all done. We're trying to get it all done. We did this thing in Cote d'Ivoire. We had a situation where we were going to go in and rebuild or build the capital city, Abidjan. But again, they had a civil war started that was funded and supported by the United States, France, England, Germany, Belgium, and NATO, and they went in there and took the country back. That took the country away from the African people, and they're running it now with another black man from another African country that they have financially supported and put in place. Those are the kind of things that we need to know about. Those are the kind of things that we need to address, even if we just let people
yeah.
know that that's what's going on.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, now, tell me, how do you think that this is going to affect the economy? You know, this trouble with Ukraine and Russia. Because I'm sorry, Brother Ray. I've seen where Putin, they show Putin with all of these African leaders, and then they say that Ukraine doesn't, you know, that they don't even treat the black Africans that are there, that, you know, when it came to being on the bus, that they held back the women and even the children from getting on the bus because, I mean, which I understand. I mean, if it's your country, naturally you want to make sure that your people are saved first. But
well, first of all, let me show you what's going on in Ukraine.
Okay.
Ukraine has been infiltrated by the same people, the cabal, who has infiltrated America. Those are Nazis that are denying the blacks to get on the bus, not the Russian people. Vladimir Putin and the Russian people are good people, in my opinion. I've known them for years. My brother used to preach in Moscow at their invitation. And they, you know, they love God. And we've been told that they don't love God, that they're communists. And all of the lies that they tell on black people that they continue to do, they do to others as well. So what you're seeing is another example is what Castro did in Cuba, in Africa. He sent his military there to defend the African people from the whites there who taken over the country, who want to rule it. And that's what's happening here in Ukraine. And it's all political because of these people who want to rule the world. They go in and disrupt the economy, and this economy is going to be disrupted. It's going to get real ugly here real soon.
Yeah.
Because it's the same people doing the same thing, and that's why I've said it over and over again. Go after the people who are doing this. Don't keep lying to the people and claiming that it's coming from the population. It's not. It's coming from a very few people who are in control, who have the money to do anything they want to do and are paying for everything they want and doing it. Okay, now I know when I say that I've jeopardized my life and I don't care about that. Like Dr. King said, he knew they was coming at him, but he had to do what he had to do. People, we got to wake up, man. Hell, cause we're going to lose some more people. And I'm not just speaking of so-called leaders because we don't have any leaders today. I don't even see one out there who's got the gall, the balls to stand up to these people. You know, and in every city we got, you know, they put the people in charge. They put Obama in place. Okay, and he did their way, not ours. Okay, because whoever's the president has to do what he's told by the people who run the country. All right, then we just got to wake up and see there is something we can do. I can't tell you what to do because you know in your spirit you know what to do. In your spirit you know you have to do something. You know that prayer works, you know, and you know they've been lying to you about who God is in the first place. Okay, but if you don't know that, you're going to learn soon. Okay? So Ukraine is another chapter in the destruction of the human race and another chapter in our fight to fight back, our organizing to fight back. We've tried it before. Many of our people have tried it. H.F. Brown and Stokely Carmichael, Dick Gregory, Martin Luther King, Marcus Garvey, you name it. We've had leaders in the past. Okay, and not to leave out the women. So Journalist Truth, and you know, well, we've had plenty of leaders, but we seem not to want to follow the leader or to finance the move, the cause. We look into the people who are doing it to us to give us the money to fight. I don't do that. And we'll call.
I'm sorry for cutting you. Go ahead.
You were going to ask a question.
What I wanted to know was, how do you think this ties in with the reset that, you know, we know that is coming? And is this just, you know, with COVID and now, you know, the war and these shortages and everything, that this is going to be used also to collapse the system so that they'll have money taken out altogether?
Absolutely. I mean, it's, you can see it's collapsing as we speak.
Yeah.
This country's collapsing. So you got to prepare yourselves. And the way you prepare yourselves, you get your food, you get your water, you store your food, you store your water in your house. You know, you have a month for have enough food for 2-3 months, you have enough water. You can live without food, but you can't live without water. You have to remember that.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
Have to store your water and prepare yourself. We just have to fix it up. I tried to get the church is here to put in water purifiers in the church so we could have clean water for the community or for its members. But, you know, they don't understand that. And most people cannot afford to buy a water purifier in their home. Most of us can't do that. I can't. I can't buy a water purifier. But I know people who have them, and I'll go get water from them, but you know, these are some of the things that we don't know. Get you a water purifier so you can clean out some of these toxins they put in our water. This fluoride. I confronted the Dade County Commission about the fluoride, and of course, you know, they ignored it, and they ignored me. But I felt bad about it, but my own people ignored me, thought I was crazy because I was talking about the poisons in the water, you know, and,
yeah.
And you know, yeah, so there are a lot of things that we have to do and a lot of questions that we need to have answered.
Yes, you can go on YouTube and, you know, they'll show you how to make a water purifier, you know, for, you know, that you can use to purify your water. So I suggest that everyone, you know, look at that and see what measures that you can use for your own self, what works better for you. But, you know, if you can't, you know, go out and afford to get it, then, you know, at least you can try something.
We can afford anything we want. And what I'm suggesting is this. If you cannot afford one, get with 2, 3, 4 people and put some money together and get one person would have it so that that person can provide your water for you.
Yeah.
It won't cost you $3 a bottle, okay? You can just run it right out of your own faucet and purify that water as you drink it and cook with it. And bathing with it is another thing. But, you know, we can't avoid that unless you have a whole house purifier, and some people do, but we don't. The rich folk have all of this. They got everything they need, water purifiers, air purifiers, everything, because they got the money to buy it and pay for it. So, you know, but most people don't. We don't know about it because we don't think about it. We've been drinking out the faucet so long, you know, and wondering why we're going crazy. We can't remember nothing. Well, they're doing it to us. That's what's happening.
Yeah. Well,
now, people like us,
with food and everything, oh, Lord, excuse me, y'all, my voice is trying to go. You know, with food and everything, I mean, if you haven't started growing it, then it's best to try to grab what you can now and store it. Okay, it's coming back.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
See, the church, the women in the church could be teaching canning. Teach these young kids how to can. Teach these young women how to carry themselves and teach them the truth about their bodies. We ain't doing none of that. You know, there may be a few doing it, but we need to do it on a mass level. You know, stop condemning your young girls who have babies. Help them. Teach them. You know, don't deny them and neglect them. You have to teach them. And you have to, that's why I'm saying everybody can do something. Everybody can do something to help our people.
Yeah, well, now's not the time for them to continue to have a baby. Hopefully, they'll hold back some.
I think it was Brother Kwame that said that our nation of people used to have babies, little girls used to have babies at 12, 13 years old. You know, and that might be true. That probably still is happening here somewhere. But again, whatever it is, we need to teach. We need to teach them, you know. And we don't need to continue to accept, follow what we've been told and taught in this system. You know, we need to figure it out. Now, those of us who've gone through the system and have gotten our PhDs and our doctorates and our this and our that, all our degrees, turn around and teach them, not so much to do what you've done, but teach them what you know. Teach them what you know. And that's what I say, teach what you know. And if you don't know it, there's plenty of ways to find out. And the other thing is, most people don't have a computer, so they don't know what we're talking about. We're talking about going on the web and go Google. They don't have that, you know. But those of us who do have a responsibility to teach. And to show them the way.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine a world full of rich people. Whatever color they are, I can't imagine that. Because then you don't have the engine that runs the society. You don't have the working people. Everybody ain't gonna be the chief. Everybody ain't gonna be the worker. But we all must live and work together.
Yeah. Well.
Say we all have value.
Yeah. Well, hopefully with spring coming, we'll have some hope that way. I'm going to play a song, and we'll be right back with you.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save the world in despair. Who really cares? Save the world.
Save the world.
That's destiny.
Yes, I'm willing to try.
Okay, I got a message for you from Sister Gay, from Viola G.
No, okay.
She told me to tell you she's sorry that she couldn't get back with you. She was busy, but she will be here tomorrow.
Amen. That'll be good. Everybody listening tomorrow, you're going to hear from Marvin Gaye's sister.
Yes,
Viola, yeah. It's going
to
be a
and
good
I'm
one.
And I'm looking forward to it.
You know, Marvin was a friend of mine, and he's just such a spiritual young man. As a young man, he was spiritual. He was raised in his church, and
yeah.
You'll hear about it tomorrow. But And after he made this that album, oh man, I said, boy, I didn't realize he was a prophet too. He sure was a prophet.
Yes, from that album cover. When I was on another radio, you know, doing another show, another radio show, and I had used his album cover in our lifetime, and we, you know, went through the album cover, you know, pointing out different things where, you know, they were coming to pass or, you know, had come to pass.
Save it for tomorrow, baby.
Okay, I will. But it was really, really interesting. It truly was.
Yeah,
he was prophetic.
I commend you for this. What you're doing is excellent and will help us realize who we are and what we have to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank
you. I'll be listening tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I mean, too, with all the things that you've done, and, you know, you've just opened up the way for us in so many ways that, you know, when we look at you and, you know, your family, not that y'all were pioneers, that y'all opened up ways and, set things in motion that we're all able to follow.
Well,
and hopefully
my
generation will be able to do the same, you know, as y'all did, because the fight never stopped.
Yes, because you're doing it. You're doing it, and others are doing it. These guys who are calling in, they're doing it. They're hearing it. See, we never had these kinds of communications. What we had to do in our day, we had to make flyers up. We had to go knocking on doors and go to churches and beg people to come out and to do. But it didn't take much then, okay?
Right.
We had an issue, and we organized. The church did it. The meeting was at the church. The minister led the people. We went to the streets and we marched and we prayed and we did all those things that we thought we had to do at that time, you know, and we didn't have the communication pieces that we have today. It's growing and we're getting better at it. We're learning and thank God others are standing up and not leaving the battle to a few. You know, people are coming together. They're saying, okay, we can get this done. You know, so, yes, I'm grateful. I'm so grateful. And while at one point I was really upset about the Internet, I fought them real hard about these antennas. But that's the only way we have communication today. So we're educating more people worldwide. It ain't just here, and that's what's good about it.
Yeah, and that's the good thing is that, you know, we're able to do it worldwide. But, you know, just what it does to our health. But is that just a part of inventions? I don't know. I mean, when they first came out with electricity, did that have the same effect since it was in the homes and it wasn't natural, you know, not something that people were naturally, you know, it wasn't natural at that time.
You
know, like even back when the cars and everything else, you know, so is that just something that over time your bodies just get used to, you think?
Well, one of the things, yes, absolutely. But one of the things that I learned over the years, and I believe this came from Dick Gregory, if I'm not mistaken, but he said, if you cut your phone or hit your main switch at night before you go to bed, you'll sleep better and you'll feel better. So to me, I was saying, okay, then there must be something in that electricity, that electrical current that goes through our houses, you know, when we sleep. And I've tried it, and it does work. I mean, you get a sense of peace when you hit that switch and cuts off the electricity. So, they have
something to do. You get to hear the crickets and everything.
I'm not a scientist, nor do I know electricity, but I have followed some things that I know would work. And I know that it was blacks who discovered and invented a lot of electrical systems, but we never got our credit. And those, you know, those came to kill, steal, and destroy stole that too.
Yes. And now they're trying to make sure that those things never get taught with this critical thinking, critical race theory, whatever, where they don't want their children to be taught.
But that doesn't make sense to me because opinion, and I've said this 100 years, we need to teach our own children our own history, not their history.
Yes.
Their life.
Yeah.
We need to teach them. And I say it over and over again, we have enough of everything that we need. We just don't organize ourselves. We have enough money to pay our own teachers to teach the truth of to our people, but we won't put it up. Okay?
Yeah.
We have everything we need. You know, and it's all on us. It's on us. You know, we need to teach these young boys to stop killing each other and robbing and stealing. You know, like the brother and with the hijack situation. We could teach these boys. Well, and who's doing it? Everybody got a job downtown somewhere and driving a nice car and having fun. Think about these kids. You know, think they're just bad. You know, they're reacting to what's happening to them. They're reacting to a society that hates them.
Yeah.
You know, so I understand it, you know, and we got to show them some love. We got to show them that we love them and we care about them. And we got to teach them.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know.
Yes, and that's the reason I understand, I truly understand now, Miss Kim, with, you know, the Tuskegee Airmen, how they're so dear to her. And just what they went through. And, you know, but they opened up the way for other, you know, black people to be, you know, to show that they weren't ignorant and dumb and things like that, and that, you know, we have minds. So, you know, that we think and we can think just as well and better than what they do. You know, that our brains do work.
Well, no, that we don't have to prove a damn. Excuse my expression, but we don't have to prove a damn thing to them, and I'm sorry to say it.
No,
but truth.
You know, we have to prove it
and
to ourselves because we're taught.
Yeah, that's
we're taught
this is
that
what I'm
we're not.
This is what I'm saying to you. We profess to be children of God. We profess to be the first man. Okay? That's what we believe. That's what I believe. I don't know about the others.
Yes.
But if we are the first man, made in the image of the Creator, if that's true, then why are we the last man today? We dropped the ball. Let's pick that ball back up because we can do anything and everything that has been done. We did it. So it's time to do that and to deal away with this hatred for self. You know, the hatred that we're dealing with, a lot of it is self-hatred. We haven't learned to love ourselves. We haven't learned to love who God made us. We haven't learned to love our nose, our big nose, and our snappy hair, and our pretty black skin. We haven't learned to love that. Okay? And we got to learn to love who we are. And we love who we are, we'll treat each other better than we are treating each other. You know, the times I've been beat up, Diane, and a white man beat me up. A white man came behind me, hit me in the back of my head, knocked me down, kicked me in my face. No, it was a brother, a black man who did it.
Oh, no.
Okay? So,
And
each time it was black who did it. You know, and it was only because we were trying to show the people a way out of our misery. Just organize yourself. Open your own businesses. Put your money in your own community. You know, that's all we were trying to do. And, you know, but because somebody didn't want us to do that, they do not want you to organize. They'll do anything to stop you, even kill your leaders, shoot them in the head in front of you, you know. And they shoot your children in the bed while they're resting and sleeping, and nothing happens, you know. So it's time to call for divine intervention, because if we won't, he will, you know. So we got to wake up, y'all.
That's true. You
know, wait till it happens to your son and your daughter, you know. To these people, like this guy raped this girl, this woman, and got away with it. These college students, well, somebody need to address that. And if they won't, we will. That's my attitude.
Yeah.
If they won't, we will, but we ain't organized to do nothing. We won't, we will. And when they see us doing this, they'll back off, or they'll get out of town. You're going to have to do one or the other.
Yeah, but this is a worldwide fight. I mean, and, you know, fortunately, there, you know, the Drummond is international now. And I don't want to sound like I don't have faith. But, you know, I mean, we have a major fight. I mean, but of course, you know, y'all had a fight, you know, back, you know, with Dr. King. And, you know, I mean, it's always been a fight. So, but... Wow, I just don't know. I mean, it just seems like it's so much that just come on us at this time. But if we don't fight, then for the next generations, we're going to make it worse for them.
Well, again, you have to define fight. How do you fight?
Yeah, I'm not talking about physical.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. How do you define it? So most people think fighting is physical, burning up and burning down. No, that's not the way you do it. Okay? And I cried the night they burned Washington, D.C. down. They was burning it everywhere. And I was saying, wait a minute, God, it's a better way to do this. You know, I had to pick James Brown up that night, that day, and to take him through the community to try to calm the brothers down. He did a good job of it, you know, because that was James Brown. And he'd walk out there and talk to the people, and they'd calm down. They put their little bottles down, and, they, you know, they put their stuff down, their wine or whatever they were drinking or eating or whatever, and they listened to him. Okay, they ain't listening to me. I'm just a little another nigga in the neighborhood. So, you know, they didn't listen to what I had to say, but they sure listened to James Brown. And James Brown told them the right thing. So we got the same situation today. But we got to give a better message now. We got to organize our people better than we got to do better than we did in those days. And I always say, you know, God chose the old because we've been there. We know the way. Chose the young because you're strong. Y'all know how to operate these computers and all this stuff. We don't. Okay?
Right.
So we can't get there without you. And we know the way, Sam. You can't get there without us. So we got to come together and deal with this thing. You know, we got to come together. That's why I appreciate Brother Kwame bringing in his nation, tribes, people. They're coming in doing, and they're talking about it on different shows, and that's great. I mean, we got to do that.
Yes.
We gotta spread
Brother Ray,
out.
We have a caller. We have a caller. I'm sorry for interrupting you.
No problem.
But let me bring this
in.
Okay. Area code 405, Brother Mel.
Peace and love.
Peace, my brother.
Peace.
How are you?
How's the family?
Everyone's well. How is yours?
I'm good. Everybody's good. I'm glad to hear y'all's voice. I haven't heard your voice in a minute, but I'm glad to hear it. I'm thankful.
Amen.
Yes,
likewise, brother.
How's your brother? Is your brother okay, Brother Fontoy?
Yes, he's coming along. He's coming along. God got
him. Good, good, good. Well, I mean, I'm listening to you, and I was actually, I'm curious about the reset, because the reset is happening. They're pushing this cashless society, and they're priming us for, you know, with the talks of inflation and all of these things. So they're kind of like conditioning us to get ready for the BS, so to speak. And I'm wondering, how do we plan on pulling our youth? Because they're the ones that's going to be teaching us.
The first thing, Mel, is you have to teach where you are. You got to work with your children and the children in that neighborhood. If the parents don't know it, you got to teach them what you know. You got to get them organized to the point they know themselves. They know who they are, they'll know what to do. If they know their culture, they'll know what to do. But we've been denied that. We've been lied to and cheated. They don't know about our ancestry. That's what the drum does. Get them a drum. Make them drum on Sunday, 3 o'clock, and pray. Get them know that
I can honestly say, you know, how they say, you know, it starts at home. And I can honestly say, I'll definitely make sure that mine respect and have some sort of knowledge about their ancestry, about, you know, world affairs and so forth. But is that enough? I mean, that's not enough, because what good is it doing?
Well, it does a lot of good, and it is enough that you do what you can do, okay? And just realize that our people were denied education. We didn't know anything because they wouldn't let you learn. They caught you reading a book, you're home, behind you. You know, so that's what we've come through. But our children don't know about that. You got to teach them all these things and let them know that when they learn something, you know, use it to the benefit of the people, of the nation of people, not just for yourself. We can no longer continue to be selfish. I got mine, you get yours. You know, we got to teach the next one. That's what I liked about Dry Bones. I've been knowing him for years, and I saw how his wife at the time raised her children. You know, I saw how my wife at the time raised my boys. These boys were reading by the time they were 2 years old, 3 years old. They could read a book. And only because she knew how to do that was it done. Okay? But we turn our children over to a rotten, stinking public school system that hates them. What do you expect to get out of that? Okay? So, yeah, there's a way out of this thing, and it's on us to do it. I'm sure you got some people in your community somewhere who have knowledge enough to teach.
I do. Okay? I do.
Yeah. Sir, I'm just saying, in each of our communities, we have them. We got to find them and work with them. You know, pull our kids out of this crazy system that they forced us into. You know, I tell the story about the Haitians when they first start coming here, how they were bringing them in off the, how they system was bringing them in off the boats and off the water in chains, ankle chains, hand chains, neck chains, and taking them to a concentration camp, and how they were flying the white Cubans in and taking them to the hotels. Okay.
Yeah, like they did the white boy. Look, remember the white boy that killed them people in the church. That little devil guy. They stopped and got him Burger King after he killed them people.
What I'm saying is we know these things. What are we going to do to change it? Okay,
what are we
going to
do about it?
What are we going to do
about
it?
So my question before,
because
I'm in hell right now, so I'm I got to get off of here. But I wanted to ask you as far as the Ukraine situation and all of these distractions, right?
Yes.
Just giving us all these distractions as far as the inflation.
Let me make it quick for you.
Okay.
Ukraine is another distraction while the Chinese go into Africa and they are raping the women, marrying the women, having babies, and buying up the land.
Creating a whole new generation of people, a whole new race. They're creating a whole new race over there.
We're sitting back doing nothing about it. Not organized to do anything about it. And if we did, and we don't know what to do. So that's why we put the book together. Here's a plan. Here's a roadmap. And if we're going to be here in the next 100 years, we better do something now. And they're wiping us out every day. Now, brothers, call me from Africa. They tell me what's going on over there. Okay? And I'm just saying, they look to us to do something. But here we are talking, and we're not coming together. We're not financing a damn thing. We're still going to the enemy for money. Give me a break.
Mm-hmm. Asking for handouts. Yeah.
So until we decide to go in your pocket and put $10 a month or whatever it is and send it to an entity that's working for the betterment of our people, we can build our own schools. We can teach our own children. Everybody does
that. Is it called collective prudence?
Put a name on it. It sounds a good one. But we got to come together and support our own cause and teach our own children. And when we do we'll have a stronger, a more intelligent race of people. When we do that, we've done it over and over again. I always tell you all about Yahweh Ben Yahweh. That man, he organized them kids, man, them kids were awesome. If you ever saw any of the video, and I hope that somebody will get them together so we can see that what he did with those children. And how their leadership will make a difference if we would continue what he was doing. That's why they shut him down. That's why they shut him down. And we can do it. We don't have to do it the way he did it, but we can do it. So, and I know when I say that, people get upset, you know, about it. When I say that Vladimir Putin is not a bad guy, they get upset with me because they've been brainwashed
to think that he's this monster, and he's not. He's a man that has fought.
And they don't understand. Vladimir Putin is—he's one of the rare. It's not many countries on the planet that has a real national debt. That has no national debt, I should say. Putin is in the red. I mean, he's in the black. He's not in the red. Putin don't owe nobody no money. And what he's doing is he's being just like Trump. Trump was the bad guy. Trump was the devil and all of that. But Trump was a businessman. He was about his business. And if he was the president of the United States, that was his business. That was his brand. And that's what Putin is doing. But I don't know. I'm not going to.
Yeah, but
I'm gonna mute my line, and I love y'all very much. I gotta get off of here, but I love y'all very much. Mel. After that, I'll call you this weekend.
Brother Mel.
God bless you.
Let
man.
Me tell you this,
yes.
Brother Mel.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me tell you
yes,
this.
Ma'am.
Join us tomorrow night, because tomorrow night Marvin Gaye's sister is coming on with me.
Oh, okay, okay. At 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock your time.
8 o'clock
yes.
Eastern. Okay, got you. I
no,
love
9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock your time.
Oh, okay, cool. I'll be on.
Okay, 9 o'clock my time, 9 o'clock Eastern time, 8 o'clock your time.
8 o'clock my time, okay.
I
love you, Brother Ray. I love you, Sister Antoinette. And I'm listening
still.
I just got to mute myself so I can go back to work.
All right, God
okay,
bless,
let me take the next caller. Okay,
right.
Area code 404.
Hey, Yehudu, President T.
My brother.
Hello, Brother Wesley.
That's General Wesley.
Yes, sir, I got good news. Yes, sir, I got good news, man. You know me, I'm going to find some good news as a fertilizer, that a tree
all
growing
right
out of fertilizer. But look at here. I found out, so I listened to Dr. Lean. Dr. Lean said, according to his numbers, only 29% of black people took that poison shot. So it's 81% of us walking around. We falling for it, Brother Ray. So it's coming along, bro. It's coming along.
Yeah,
only 29% of our people got food. And most of them were doing that to keep their job, man. Most of them were taking that to keep their job. So it's 81% of us real soldiers, man. See, you ain't gonna get that message from the evil media. And then with this thing going on over there in Ukraine, I find out Dr. Lean, a good teacher, man. He broke it all down, man. But Russia was started. I already knew Russia was started by black people, man. The first emperor president was named Alexander Pushkin. I already knew that, a black man, man. That's who started Russia. Black people started Russia, man. Alexander Pushkin. Look it up, man. The best thing I tell y'all, it's been verified, certified, and qualified. Okay, and his son, the one that started the Russian army, his name Goff or something. But all that, they're so, and where the Ukraine at, it used to be the Khazars, where the Khazarians at, man, where the Ashkenazis at, that spot right there.
They still
changed the name. Yeah, that's why they changed that name, man, from Ashkenazi to Ukraine, man. I knew it, but Dr. Lean just made me remember. That's all it did, had me remember. And so, them people over there is mischief makers and then the Nazis, the Oscar Nazis, man, in Ukraine. So Putin is a hero. I keep telling y'all, the enemy is my friend. I keep trying to tell y'all, Brother Ray, you right, man. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. Best thing black people do is get the hell off around us, because this is biblical prophecy over there, man. Okay, that's where them Jews come right there. So stick y'all black ass down. And let this biblical prophecy, man, God and Magog, man. So y'all just chill and relax and get you some popcorn. Don't be, you got to do some history. Go back to the history, man. That's what I do. Brother Ray, you know, y'all know that. I study. I go all the way back. I'm going all the way back to the Big Bang Theory, man. That's where I go all the way back, man. But I don't like to give myself no credit, man. Yes, sir. I don't like to give myself no credit, man. Galactic Federation.
You are the general, my brother. You don't want the general and the teacher, because, I mean, people don't know what you know, and you share what you know. And that's what it takes.
You, man.
People have to hear it to believe it. They, you know, people think you're crazy when you say Putin is a hero. Putin went to church around the corner from my brother. I know him.
Oh, really?
Church right up, right up there on 16th Avenue, 16th Street Northwest. The church, I can't remember the name of the church, but it's, you know, it's a Russian church, and they were spiritual people. My brother used to speak at that church, and he used to speak in Moscow, you know. So these Nazis who are running America now don't want you to know those things. You know?
That's right.
That whole racism. And I've always said there have been three parties in America, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, and the Nazi Party. And they never tell you about the Nazi Party, but they've been the party here all along, and out of control, and they're running this stuff. And every agency we have is run by them. So we got to wake up, bro, and do some things.
And
that's
also,
wrong work.
You know why you got all this? This was my what I came up with. That's why all this damn black-on-black going on with these young punks running around shooting up everything. They financed by George Soros, man. Right? Okay,
absolutely.
That's who financing them. That's who
black
financed all that gang violence. Yeah, bro. And so, like you say, Brother Ray, I can't help it. I'm ordered by the universe to tell y'all what I know, man. I can't help it. But some people, I can't even talk to them about the Galactic Federation, man. They can't handle it. It'll bust their damn brain. They want to argue with me. Oh, nigga, you don't know. So I just said ain't going to be no real war and leave it like that. I ain't going to tell nobody my sources. But y'all know what I be talking about. With some Negroes, you can't tell them nothing.
Let me say this to you, Wesley. Do you remember the first space shot the United States did? Do you remember what the astronaut said came back? He said a spaceship went to Saturn and took off, and it was a black man to flying it.
That's right.
He said that.
That's
no
right.
One tell him. So yeah, you're right. There is a federation. We got to call on them. When we do our drum call and ask for divine intervention, that's who's coming. Amen.
Yeah, I saw him the other day, man. They finally let me see him, man. I saw him. I had to keep in the daytime, man. I saw him in the daytime the other day, man. And that's the first time I really saw. Well, the second time I saw him in Miami a long time ago, over I-95. But yeah, man, I finally saw him the other day in the daytime, man. I had to look real hard, and they was moving fast, man. So I did see about three of them. I saw about three of them, man, so it's all good. But most of them, they just talked to me through telepathically and shit, man. It's just crazy, but, hey, I enjoyed it, man. So whatever they're telling me, I got to tell y'all, man. It's simple as that, man. I'm about the ancestors to tell y'all, man, because I don't want my time up. They say, we told you to tell them, and they tell them. Hell no, I ain't going to wear that suit.
Well, I hear you.
I'm doing what I'm told, man. But anyway, Brother Ray, give out your I don't know how many people listen, but give out your Cash App, man, so people can follow you and finance you, man.
Yes,
I was
going to
say that, but thank you, Wesley.
Yeah, we really need the help, and I appreciate you so much for your help. And we just got to reach out and keep reaching out to people. We know people who can do this and help us do this war.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, because we at war, man. Whether y'all know it or not, we at war, black people. If you black it on this planet, your ass is under a prisoner of war. We all prisoners of war till it's over. So y'all might as well quit acting like Hogan's Heroes. Remember that show where these Negroes, they was prisoners of war and laughing and joking? Nah, this serious time, man. This serious time now.
Absolutely.
Yes, it is. Brother Ray, you want to give your Cash App?
Yes,
before
I
go to the
Raymond,
next caller.
It's Raymond Fauntroy. F like Frank, A, U, N like Nancy, T like Thomas, R, O, Y. It's $ Raymond Fauntroy.
Yeah.
I appreciate everything. The money goes directly to what we're doing here. I don't buy cars. Don't worry about that. We're going to do what we have to do to get this word out, get this book out into everybody's hands so we'll know how to organize our communities, our block, our house, our churches, our schools, everything that we do, we'll organize them. And this book is a plan to do that.
Yes, and I'm looking forward to it.
That's right. You got to finance your own liberation. Find that
That's right.
Liberation, because the only person going to save us is us. Go ahead, after that. I'll be quiet. I'll mute.
Oh, you're fine. Excuse me. Let me bring in the next caller. Area code 706.
Well, greetings, family.
Greetings, Brother Kwame.
Is that you, Kwame? Hey, back. Brother.
What's up,
Brother
Mike?
Ray? Brother Wes, how you doing? I say the general is standing online.
Yes.
But I don't know what I just because I thought I spoke to you earlier, and I know tomorrow night is Marvin Gaye's sister. And I didn't know it was a show tonight. And then Jeff, I was on the phone with Jeff. But, you know, it's important what you sent and talking about this world war. And what they're doing is the world war is that white people know that they're now becoming a minority, and they're fighting like heck to keep them whiteness alive.
Yeah.
And this is what Putin is doing, and this is what Trump was doing when he said, make America great again, make America white again.
Yeah.
And this is what they've planned together, and that he's going there in Ukraine because, number one, that's their mineral supply, and there's a lot of things there in Ukraine that's not in the rest of Russia. But what they're looking at is being surrounded by non-white people. And this is what Putin is fighting for, to keep, you know, that part of Europe as white as it can be possible without invasion. But also that gives them the opportunity to create what? A lot of the people from Ukraine are leaving and becoming what? Refugees. And where do most refugees come when their country has, you know, wars and things? First place that gets asylum is where? America.
Yeah.
So
Kwame,
you get
a lot of them going to Russia, man. A lot of them going to Russia, bro. I just found that out, too.
Yeah, but the part that they're having in Ukraine, you look at they were – see, we get hoodwinked and get distracted. We were all focusing when Trump was talking about building the wall down there in Mexico, trying to keep the Mexicans out. Guess who was coming through the borders in the north? The Russians, the Polish, all of those Europeans that didn't want to come through Ellis Island like before, they're coming in through the north and coming down through New York. You have some of the largest Russian communities in New York now than ever have been. They're coming in all these major cities and repopulating and getting counted in as populations of white people. And this is what they're looking at doing is creating the chaos. Then the people have to run out, and then they'll run here, and they'll help repopulate to help make America what? Great again. Make it white again. This is the truth.
But they're right. They're right here too, brother. Kwame, they're right here in Florida, all along the East Coast. They're all
on. This is where they're coming in. It's the same Eastern invasion that came when the ships came in. We're having the same invasion that they're now coming in by plane and flying in and coming in and repopulating. As opposed to the Haitians were trying to come in, and they sending them back and wouldn't let them come off the boats. I remember watching on the news bodies washing up on the shores down there in Florida of the Haitian refugees that boats that capsized. There were so many people on it that they washed out because the Coast Guard wouldn't let them come in.
So
we rented a plane and flew up over the ocean to witness what was going on. And there wasn't a boat between Florida and Cuba, which is how the Haitians come that way, right through that strait. There wasn't a boat, any kind of boat. So we know that they had swept the daggone ocean to keep us from seeing it and reporting it. And you're absolutely right. They took them straight to Cologne Detention Center. And we organized and demonstrated and picketed them and did all the things that we could. But now we found a better way. Go ahead, my brother.
Brother Mel was trying to say something.
Thank you, sister. Peace and love, Brother West, everybody, man.
What's up, Todd?
Peace and love, man. I'm good. So why is Putin really, why, or the powers that be, why would Putin want Ukraine? I mean, and Belarus and all the surrounding, he wanted it all. He wanted to start the USSR or whatever they used to have. But why Ukraine? Why is Ukraine so important is my question.
I just told you, that used to be, that's where all the Khazarians at, them fake Jews at, man. The fake bankers.
No.
I'm telling you why. He want to stop them from doing
for,
from
Brother West.
Plus, Poland got nuclear weapons that they had, NATO. The European
that's
Union
not what
is
I'm,
closing in
that,
on. I'm just telling
that's
you why.
Not what I'm, but that's not what I'm looking
why.
For, West. It's, that's
well,
not
the
what
truth,
I'm looking
I'm
at.
The truth. Well, keep
so
looking. I just told
it's
you the
other
truth.
Reason. Anybody else?
Yeah, and what?
Sister Antoinette. Sister Antoinette. What? Why? Why is Ukraine so important? Why is Ukraine so important?
Ukraine has the ocean
country.
Access, but isn't it also because of that pipeline, that oil?
Yeah, the pipeline.
No,
issue.
They got the access to the water. They are the ocean. They got the ports. They the booger with the sugar. That's why they try. Russia, he's trying to take it over. That's it. Simple as that, man. And this reset is coming. He need that waterway, man. He need that birth canal.
Right, because that's how they import and export.
Exactly.
And that's their common.
So I'm all right. I'm going to mute myself.
And plus they got they grow fertilizer over there. That's where most of the grain grow too, man. And one more other thing about them Africans being stuck over there. Why in the hell won't Nigeria send a goddamn plane over there to get their own people? I'm tired of black people begging, man. Send the goddamn all that money Nigeria got, man. The richest man in the world is Dan Gauthier. He's Nigeria, man. Send a goddamn plane over there to get your own folk, man. I'm sick of this shit.
Yeah.
Black people sitting there on the cry. That's all they got to do, man.
Well, let me
be quiet, man, before I get back. Go ahead.
Well, what you can do, Wesley, and I agree with you, and I'll do it tomorrow, I will call the Nigerian embassy and ask them that question and why won't they do it. But if everybody on this call would do that,
But Wes, why are the Nigerians there?
They're supposed to be over there doing going to school or something, man. But I told you, all that part of the world, black people's over there anyway, man. Okay, we was just we the one that started Russia. So, I mean, it is what it is, but Nigeria need to come get their own people. I'm tired of black people begging, man. Goddamn, bust some motherfuckers in the mouth and get on their own plane and get the hell out of there.
Well, we'll bring in another caller, y'all.
But see, the part, what I'm saying is that who has the most PhDs in the world of any people on the world right now? The most people with PhDs as far as Nigerians, because they're the brainiest people. But what they're doing is that they're educating and then turning around and having to work for them to use the mind of the Nigerian to build the weaponry and the things in which they're doing. Because, like you said, the richest man, but one of the first programmers of the World Wide Web was a Nigerian. He wrote the code. The world
yeah.
They're using the mind of our people to construct their civilizations.
Yes. I'm going to bring in another caller, y'all. Area code 843.
Greetings, family. How's everybody?
Well, thank you and yourself. Brother
Doing
Eddie.
Well. Yes, it's good to hear your voice, sis. I'm glad all is well.
Oh, thank you. It's good to hear yours as well.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, brother, you're in a different climate. Your voice has changed, brother.
No, yeah. This is Brother Eddie South. This isn't Brother Eddie Chicago.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Right. That's not, I'm not the number man.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm the other brother man.
The other brother man.
Yeah, but y'all need to Google minerals in that country. I was talking to somebody
minerals
the other day, and they were telling me.
In Ukraine?
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
The United States, a lot of countries have been doing business with Ukraine for a while because of the minerals that's there also. But also another reason why Russia is striving to get control of that country, because yesterday, one time they did own them. But again, that fresh water that travels, you know, they really got them by their short hairs in a lot of ways.
Oh.
You know, so they haven't exactly been honorable.
Yeah, I googled it and I see. Excuse me for cutting across you. Ukraine has extremely rich and complementary mineral resources in high concentrations and close proximity to each other. The country has abundance of reserves of coal, iron, natural gas, magnesium, salt, oil, graphite, sulfur, titanium, timber, and mercury,
bam,
and nickel. Wow. And graphite. Whoa.
Yeah. And what they put in that shot, graphite.
No, that's graphene.
Yes, it is.
That's graphene they put in the shot. It's a form of graphite.
Oh, okay.
But
it's
graphene. Yeah. But see, they have a lot of minerals there, and they also have fresh water. So a lot of countries have been doing business with them since, you know, they got their so-called independence. And that's another reason why the UK, what is it called, Kwame? NAFTA and something else. I forgot what it's called. But they've been promising them for a while to bring them into the fold.
NATO.
But as long as they are making blind promises, they can do deals with them and, you know, get things the way at the same price they get it from Africa. Just like the president of Ghana told one of those European countries that you can't have no more of our chocolate without renegotiating, you know. You can't just look at these things. There's always some undercurrent that's going on, huh?
Yeah.
That was Switzerland. Swiss chocolate was made from everybody thinking Swiss. Ain't no darn cocoa trees in Switzerland. They get all their chocolate from Africa. It's
That's
grow
right.
There.
Yep.
They get it from Cote d'Ivoire.
Yep.
It comes out of Ghana.
Well,
Brother Ray.
Wait, man, we can only do this one at a time, y'all. Brother Ray was trying to say something. Okay, well, let Brother Ray go first, and then you go right after him, okay, Brother West?
But what I was saying was that Cote d'Ivoire produces 74% of the world's chocolate, and France and the United States and Belgium and, you know, these other countries attacked them and took it over and put a puppet president in. And the president, Gbagbo, Laurent Gbagbo, ran the French out, and that's why they attacked the country, because they wanted to control their own natural resources. So you're absolutely right. I didn't know that about Ukraine, but hey, it makes sense. I'm done.
Yeah, it does.
Well, anyway, I was just going to say, I'm talking real fast because I'm taking some good stuff now, but if somebody told me if you go to Uganda and spit on the ground, a damn tree will grow. That's how fertile Africa is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, the way how it used to be here.
It still is, really. It's just that our imaginations have been taken from us. See, people who don't dream, don't have a vision, don't strive for a future. And that's the greatest challenge that we have. We've been prisoners of war, and now we so-called have our freedom, but see, our imagination is not in us. So it's just like, well, what do I want to do tomorrow? You ask somebody what they want to eat for dinner, and you see how puzzled they look in their face. You know, something just that simple.
So if we get that imagination back, the whole world will change.
But what you're saying, Eddie, and it's very important, that it's that something that simple is because we don't have people in our homes in the kitchen cooking. We'll order something, we'll go out to eat, or, you know, you'll get one of these instant whatever to throw in the microwave. What we once upon a time did, we had a menu that we knew what we were going to have during the week because our mothers would prepare the meals. And so what you just said was a statement of the divide that came in the home now, to where a person doesn't even know, because most times when a person get off work, they'll get a text from their children, stop at McDonald's, stop at Burger King, get me a pizza, or let's order a pizza. That's how we eat now. We don't have the thing to be able to go in our kitchen and prepare food for our family. We'd rather pay somebody to eat something. As old folks say, be careful what you eat because you're putting other folks' hands in your stomach.
Yeah. Yep.
And the part
so
of it is that losing that soul food connection because we're losing our souls.
Wow.
I think we're giving them away, because just like what you're speaking to, as long as somebody else is giving you what you need and you're giving them your energy in exchange, weed is one of the most horrific things that you could put in your body. That's something else that people need to Google. The benefit and dangers of wheat. Wheat is in flour, it's bleached and denatured. You know, what's the major ingredient on chicken in restaurants? It's in the bread on burgers. Name something. You know, all of this stuff is at such a low vibration. Going back to what Best in the West always say, you got to vibrate higher. You can't vibrate high if you're eating this low-vibrating food. You might as well chew rocks. No disrespect to the rocks. I apologize. Let me correct that. You might as well chew waste materials, fertilizer.
Okay.
Rocks have vibration also in life. I yield.
Because it got that gluten in it. They're mixing that flour with gluten, man, and it messes folks up. But I'm Brother Ray, I'm going to tell you about some stuff to help your brain power, help you think, man. I started thinking it's called humefulvic acid, man. I ordered some. This dude that sent me something, man, it's cheap, too. This stuff had you thinking real fast, man. That's why I try to be quiet. I don't want to overtalk y'all because your stuff's speeding up. So I'm going to chill. I'll be quiet, man. This stuff good.
Oh, well, Brother Wesley, please send me something for that, because, you know, I have problems with my memory.
Well, I'll send you the website from the man. I mean, this stuff is good, man. It's cheap, too.
Sis needs to sleep. That's what she needs to do. Sis needs some sleep.
Yeah.
I hate to put it out there, but you need to
sleep. Well, everybody knows I do not sleep. I sleep during the day. And Brother Ray gets on me all the time. Like, yes.
But Antoinette, and see, the thing that with you having, you know, Wi-Fi and the computers and all of that stuff in your household, it shuts off your circadian rhythm. And the part that you've gotten is that being shut off is not releasing the melatonin. Melatonin would be good for you to start.
I take it.
Because
I take it every night.
Yeah.
I take it. I do take it.
But what you
but
have to do alone. Is... Right. But what you
I
have to do
discipline myself.
Turn, right. But the other thing is turning off your Wi-Fi. Because your Wi-Fi is what shuts off the circadian rhythm.
Okay. I have to do that. I have to get one of the children to show me how to do it.
Yeah.
When they come over, I'll ask them. Somebody has some
everything.
Background noise.
All you got to do is unplug it.
Yeah, that's why I say if it's plugged into a surge protector, there's a switch on the surge protector. All you have to do is just push the switch, and it turns all of it off. And you'll find out, just like Brother Wes will even testify this, when your power went out, Brother Wes, how did you sleep?
I slept like I was a baby, man, when the power went off. I'm thinking about not paying my light bill this month, man, just for the hell of it.
And that's what Brother Wright is calling for. Let me take the next caller, and then we'll let Brother Ray talk about his plan. Okay, area code 740. Area code 740.
Greetings, family.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well. How are you doing, Sister Antoinette? It's good to hear your voice again.
Good
to hear all the families.
Yeah,
thank you. Brother Ray, how you doing? Elder Kwame, Brother Eddie. Yeah, I think we had a couple more family members on there. But I'd just like to add this nutrition thing. It's just hitting home with me because I'm now in a position where I have to actually start caring for others again and not just for myself. So with that said, that first breakfast, that whatever you put into the gut, that first thing in the morning is going to set the mood for the rest of your day. So just make sure it's something that everyone's speaking on, something healthy, something maybe that's grown from Mother Earth, fruits, vegetables, nuts, all that good stuff. And, you know, stay away from the bad stuff. Read labels. You find a lot of interesting things on those ingredient labels. But anyways, I just wanted to add my 2 cents in there and let everybody know that I'm listening and I'm learning, still taking notes, and making myself available where I can be. So. Thank you.
Brother Jeff.
Yes, ma'am.
Brother Jeff. Okay. I was just trying to catch your voice. I finally called it.
Yes, ma'am, indeed. Yep. So I'm going to go on mute and continue to listen, taking notes again and learning. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Brother Ray?
Yeah.
Do you want to go over or do you want to close out? We have 10 minutes left.
That's your call. You're the boss right here.
Folks, we'll go over until Brother Ray gets tired. We don't want to wear him out.
You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. But just let me say this. If we can do it in the next 10 minutes, fine. That'll be good. I checked my electric bill the other day, and I realized that they had padded it and put in an extra $20 on my bill. And I pay my bill every month, and it's very low because I cut my water heat off, and when I don't use it, I cut it on or whatever. But I save, you know, plenty of money that way. But they're charging us $20 more on our bill. So I checked around a few people to see if that was on their bill, and they did. They said, yeah, because I don't look at my bill. I just pay it online. I said, well, look at your bill and see if there's an extra 20 on there. And it is. So what's happening is they are fleecing the people by putting this in. They're charging us for fuel and what they call a fuel charge and a service charge, $8, $9, and then another charge for $3-something, you know, $27 there. They're padding our bill. So I started calling around to the commission to find out, you know, how they can do this and get away without, you know, some oversight. So I went all the way up the chain to the Public Service Commission, and they couldn't give me an answer either. I went through the Congress, I went through the Senate, and nobody could give me an answer. The answer is coming from the governor of the state of Florida, who in my opinion, is a part of the Nazis and a part of the Trump era, the Trump people, who are, you know, trying to control everybody and rule everything and own everything. So I'm going to challenge the county, challenge the governor, but it takes people to do that. So what we're doing is organizing an effort that in April, we're all going to collectively, those who agree, will collectively cut their electricity off for a day, and then for a week, and then for as long as we have to not pay their bill, I should say, until they understand that we're not This is a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. We make the decisions, not the cabal, not the people who come in and infiltrated our government and taken over this country. So we're going to stop it by stop giving them our money. And as I've always said, Christmas is coming. Hold your money. And that's one of the ways to deal with this. So I just wanted to put that out and see who would agree and think about this and see if we can't put this plan together to address this particular issue.
But, and that's a good part, but what we got to look at something just passed in Congress is what's called the United States Innovation Completion Act, which they're giving over $200 billion to the institutions that train our children to study technology, genealogy, and all of these things that are futuristic things that are jobs. And we've got to get the people that are in the institutions that are learning, the HBCUs and the places, to start building, getting these funds to start, because they will start from K through 12th grade to begin to change, just like the STEM program, which is science, technology, engineering, and math. And we have to begin to put our children in places where they can get the learning to write these algorithms, these programs, design the software and the things we're needing to advance us into the future, because we're behind it. And this is a part that we've got to look at, because they're doing this under kind of like under the table. It ain't in the news a lot. But what's happening is because they want to take that and begin to create that with these being able to create these charter schools and these schools, they can get the monies to get the type of equipment and technology. And we need to begin to step in and begin to advance the training for what our children are going to be doing.
I quite agree. I think that I would add to that is that we need to check the curriculum of what they will be learning, and because those who finance this education will put their own curriculum in. They want you to teach what they want you to teach. And
you're correct, but what we're looking at is technology is creating the new, what would be better to have, we're on here having a Facebook, how about a black Facebook? How about a Negro gram?
We can do all those
but
things.
What we're looking at is we got to begin to write our codes and programs. And there's a brother, he was on the show, on Karen Hunter's show, and he's talking about his nephews and sons are creating the 3D programs that they're using to design the toys and things that they want to see us using that look like us. This is how they're advancing. Even what they've got, the STEM program is started by sisters that's teaching young black girls how to be scientists, technicians, engineers, and mathematicians. We need to begin to advance futuristic, because if we don't start, if we still keep these curriculums like you're saying, Brother Ray, but we've got to look at what is the market of the future, because most times our children go into universities and get these all of these student loans, and they got a degree that is the field is still. But if we're looking at stem cell research, if we're looking at genetic research, if we're looking at the augmented realities.
All of that is real, and I agree with you. All I'm saying is we need to finance it ourselves, and we need to organize ourselves that we can finance our own education and teach the truth, because our people, I don't care what university you go to, Harvard, Yale, any of those, you're going to learn what they want you to learn. So
that's what I'm saying, Brother Ray. It's not. We're not talking about the money's going to Harvard and Yale and Duke. We're talking about Howard. We're talking about Rush. We're talking about Morehouse. We're talking about Spelman. We're talking about Clark AU. Those places where the teachers and the children there look like us.
Yeah, but
they're
but
not
yeah,
getting
I
those monies.
I know,
this
and
is
they're
what
not getting
this
them because
is what we gotta.
I
but what
agree
I
with
shared,
you, but they're not. They're not getting the monies because the people who are controlling, who run, who give the loans and give the money to the universities are not giving it to our universities. And we have to organize ourselves, in my opinion, to finance our own cause so they don't have to go to this government that is now controlled by the Nazis who control our government, in my opinion.
But
and that's why
Brother
we haven't
Ray,
been getting
what,
the finance
one thing
that we
gotta
need.
Look, Brother Ray, one thing we got to look at, when you pay taxes, you saying don't use your tax money?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying make them use it right. And the only way you make them use it right is organize yourselves. Because we had, and I'm going to give you an example. We had a situation here in 1984 where these people were evicted from a 12-unit apartment complex, black people in the black community. And they were evicted for not paying the rent. They didn't pay the rent because there were leaks in the building from the rain would come right straight to the ceiling. The plumbing, electricity was hanging out the ceiling, and they were still paying rent to this guy who was a white boy, a Jewish guy who owned the building, would take the rent, would never repair anything. And the government didn't do anything about it. So we got involved. We organized the family. We went down to the commission. We collectively complained. They still didn't do anything about it. So what we did was we got the inspector, who was a brother, and we got him to give us the code violations or 300 code violations in the place. Short of the story is this. We challenged them. We put them on the front page of the newspaper. And when I say we put them on the front page of the newspaper, we ticketed the building, and we got the people to flood the commission. So they had to do something. When the owner, the young boy who was collecting the rent, was a drug addict, white boy, Jewish boy from the Miami Beach, they corrected him and put him in jail behind the violation that we forced them to arrest him for not following the law. And once we did that, we convinced the owner, his father, to sell the building to the tenants. And they did. We organized the tenants into a co-op, a housing co-op, and bought the building. And, you know, do these things is what I'm saying.
Those are local things, and that's where we have to begin to look at. Like you were just saying about earlier, when you would find out where did that $20 come from, you had to go all the way up to the governor. Because that's where the bucks began to be distributed. And what we have to look at is how do we put people in place. Everybody's now looking at this Sister Jackson, who's getting ready to be nominated for the Supreme Court. She will be the first Supreme Court justice that was not a criminal attorney, but she was also a criminal defense attorney. She wasn't a prosecutor. She is a defense. So she knows what the defense laws need to be. For her, this is what we're needing to put in the places where we can get folks with our faces to begin to do some things, because Clarence Thomas went in there. He wasn't about that. He was a corporate. The part that we're looking at is how do we get our people in places in order to get these things that's coming out of our tax dollars, because we make $1.3 trillion. And how much of that do we get coming back into our communities
and
our tax dollars being taken out?
Yeah, but my point is how much of that do we put in our communities? That's on us. We have to put our own money in our own community and build our own community. We see that the system is not doing it. They haven't done it. They ain't going to do it until we do it. And once we put that money in our community, a percentage of that money in our community, we can demand all we want to the government. They haven't done it. All these years, we put it. They won't do it. We elected Obama.
Hey, Brother Ray,
nothing to do that.
Hey, Brother
yes,
Ray,
sir.
For future references, if you need a media outlet down there, go to the West Side Gazette, man. Bobby Henry. I grew up with him, man. He owned the West Side Gazette. He's straight up black.
I'm going to call you, Wesley, for a meeting I'm having with him next week, okay? I want you
yes,
in that
sir.
Meeting.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes, sir. We grew up together.
But we've got to start
okay,
doing this
I'm
stuff
bring in another
man.
Caller. I'm sorry. We have another caller. Area code 323.
Hello, hi. I'm Dr. Zervini. I was calling because I was listening to Brother Ray. Brother Ray, I talked to you a couple of weeks ago from L.A.
Yes, yes.
With the newspaper in Los Angeles. And I just wanted to say to you that's an excellent concept as far as the $20. Because I own a newspaper and it's a publicly adjudicated general circulated newspaper, the problem with most of our states and cities and county governments and all, and that's what we need to look at, is that most of the black press, and particularly that are legally adjudicated, these counties and cities are supposed to put all this notice, and when they're getting ready to raise a dollar on to do something such as what they've done in your community of taking that $20, they should be implementing a process by which they put these public notices into the local newspapers. And so these things, when you talk to your black press there, you know, you need to get together and see if it's a legally adjudicated newspaper. And if it is, then they should be putting notices into the local newspapers for advertising public notice dollars so that those dollars will be exposed to disseminate the information such as what they've done. That $20 should be a legal notice. Again, to Brother Kwame, Elder Kwame, I wanted to say, I wrote an article 20-some years ago in my newspaper. I started in 1995. But I wrote an article about the historically black colleges turning lily white, because most of the administrators that you think are handling our babies, young people's educational acumen, are not black. They are not black. They are mostly white people running the black universities. And they are in charge of the administration and the curriculum. And even the so-called race theory, the critical race theory and all. You have to wonder, where's the money producing that book? Who is publishing that book? Is it one someone that's black-owned, black-operated? Even our elected officials. I'm a black PR person as well as a newspaper owner. And most of the money from all of these elected officials go to white companies in order to do all of the biddings in reference to political information and advertising that come into your doors. Those are the kind of things that we need to harness and tell these politicians, that if they don't use the black community for resources when they have dollars to spend, then they should not get our votes. And so we cannot assume just because it's historically black college or someone who is like a Miss Jackson, who I found out is married to a prominent old school money in Boston, that they will do our bidding. That's what our problem has been. It is incumbent upon us to do what Brother Ray is saying to do. And that is that we have to begin to talk early in April about the Christmas dollars that we're going to hold in December.
Amen. Amen. I've sent
yes.
you a couple of journalists, by the way, to interview, to give you some help from this end. So
and I thank that sister and I thank her because, you know, we get the part of thinking that, okay, the HBCUs, and the information that we look at is that, okay, all of these schools are predominantly were started by us. But the part is now they're being under their control. And that's good information to see how it has that transition went from a historically black college, which is what attends the college, and that those are the students there. But the administration isn't black. And that's a fact that need to be put out there. Because you look at
as
how
well as
you look
in
at
LA, you have Charles R. Drew University out here, the only black historical black college west of the Mississippi, and you had two black students to graduate in the medical school last year.
Wow. But see,
because the second the HBCU is where my great great grandmother and my great-great aunts went to school, because they taught at the colored school at Rush in Holly Springs.
And I used to make rent in Holly Springs, and right down the street. I'm from Senatobia, Mississippi, which is 8 miles from
Holly
Springs.
Yeah, we're from Aberdeen, right across the highway from Egypt, Mississippi.
Okay.
Well,
and,
I mean,
and the same thing is there. It's I mean, you have just historical. I just bought property in Clarksdale, Mississippi, and I'm saying, wait a minute, why is the city, the capital of the blues capital of the United States, is basically ran by white people? I mean, you go to Clarksdale, Mississippi, you had Ike Turner, Muddy Waters, all of these people originated from Clarksdale, Mississippi. But you go to Clarksdale now, when you're listening to blues all 24/7, the town doesn't open to 5 o'clock in the evening because blues is being played all night. But all the blues is basically ran by people that don't look like us, and nobody knows our blues like we know our blues. So their blues is not our blues because they didn't go into the cotton fields like we did. They didn't have to take our swap jars in the morning. You understand? They didn't have to go take water to the pump to prime the pump to get water. So what blues are they singing about, and what blues are they co-opting? So we have to begin to take back our blues, take back all of our blues.
And you know, McKinley Morganfield came right out of West Point, right below Aberdeen. That's Howlin' Wolf. And what you're talking about is a story that we don't get, because we created a genre which is America's classical music, jazz and blues and R&B. But we don't give the support to it because of the companies and what they made off of the voices of our people and the instruments of our people, is because we have to understand is that until we take back what is ours, they will keep profiting off of our gifts.
Every day, all day, we have to stop.
And until we organize ourselves to finance our own, universities and our own institutions, they're going to continue to do it. So until we do that and take charge of our lives, you know, they're going to do what they do. They make their lives. They make money off of us. And we got to cut. We got to stop them. And the only way you stop them is organize, in my opinion.
I applaud you, Suzanne Tournette, to keep the message moving, and we definitely have to organize, but we also have to put our money where our mouth is, and we have to begin to figure out where we're going to put the money, how we're going to put the money, and begin to talk about organizing and putting. I mean, I remember the time when Molly Gibbs in L.A. out here, when she had the Mall and Memory Lane. And she owned pretty much at that time. She was just doing 227, and she would come into L.A., and she would, you know, talk to the people. He said, if every black person in Los Angeles, this was in 1994, if every black person in Los Angeles would just give me $1, not give me per se, but she was saying, because she had the context for being able to have the wherewithal to bring in the resources to add on to the resources. So she said, if everybody would just give $1, I could buy the Vision Theater. We could buy all of Leimert Park. Okay, nobody. Everybody was talking about, oh, well, we're not going to do that. We have to drop that and begin to look at, if we just take $1 a week and put it in a pot as a collective body of people, $1 a week from everybody.
$1.
All it takes, $1. And just start saving that $1 and then using it for whatever agenda we want to do for the year. Take that dollar and give it a year, and let everybody put a dollar in a pot, and don't use it for, except that it is something that is going to benefit the masses of those that include it in the pot, as far as bringing and getting the word out. But we have to begin to use and then begin to take our own economic power and the skills and the abilities that we have. That it's like I told someone the other night. After Soul Train, you didn't have American Bandstand anymore. That's because we wipe out everything, but then everybody get on the bandwagon and see that we are wiping out, and so they come and cope and cop out us out.
That's right.
Yeah. John Cornelius did a phenomenal job, okay? But what happened to Don Cornelius? They bring him out to Hollywood and turn him out, okay? What happened to Berry Gordy? They bring him to Hollywood and they turn him out. Yeah, come on, y'all. We got to wake up.
And the only way to stop that, in my opinion, is to organize and know that if they come at us, we can come at them. We can stop them.
Exactly.
And if they know you don't have a defense, if you don't have a defense, they're going to run right over you every time.
I mean, so we have to begin to pool together resources. And the black banks that don't support us, I just took my money out of a black bank because the black bank was basically taking our money but lending our money to everybody except for us.
That's
and
right.
Want to charge us fees, okay, just to go get our money out of ATM when they done took the money out of overdraft fees, and then they come in and charging you. We have to stop that. These are our black so-called bankers that are doing that to us.
We're following their rules and their regulations. That's why, you know. They did
yes.
that to me here, and I lost $500,000 in property because I could not get a $5,000 loan from a black bank.
See? From
okay.
a black bank, and
course,
that is perpetual.
Yeah, the white banks wouldn't do it. I had no brothers around who had that kind of money in their pocket, and they wouldn't loan it. So we have to change our attitude. We got to come together and do what we have to do for us.
Yes.
Bottom line, you've got qualified, bona fide people who can do anything, but they need help. They need finance. It takes money to do anything in America, anything in the world today. I keep telling my African brothers, you know, they say you're poor, but you got all the mineral and natural resources that they ain't paying you for. We got to put a stop to that. So it takes organization. And I'm going to call you tomorrow to see, you
okay.
know, to if we can't pull this thing together, because this has to be, we have to do it collectively. You know, and I'm not racist or anything, but we ain't doing it. It ain't going to happen as far as I'm concerned. And if they talk about these loans they give these kids and they've been charging these ridiculous interest rates on these loans, and we can do better than that. We can stop them. We can do better than that and stop these imposters who come in and take the money and then charge you the moon to use it.
Exactly. Well, I'm in.
Okay, you'll hear from
and
me tomorrow.
We, you know, I mean, I have a donation or whatever, if, you know, I put the money where your mouth is. We have to start, you know, and I'm willing, like I said, wherever we want to put it, we can put it somewhere. I don't know where we want to put it. We'll put it in Florida, put it in wherever, but we have to begin somewhere to begin to pool some funds together and begin to do and to be able to help. If someone needs something, you know, it should be. I mean, these churches, out of all the tithes and offering that we've been given over hundreds of years, there should never have been a check cashing place in our community not long as the black church door was open. Because all
Absolutely.
Those tithes and offerings, people should have been coming in and getting $500, $200, $300 instead of paying 400% interest on a $200 loan.
That's
the
right.
church should have been
exactly
giving that.
Exactly
yeah.
what we're doing. That's
but
exactly
you,
what has to happen. That comes from organization.
Because most of the black churches, the mega churches, is Bank America, Chase, and all of the white banks that they make their deposits on Monday from the congregation
right.
of black people on Sunday.
Exactly. It's got to stop. And just to hold that money from the churches. Because if they're not putting money or you know, it's just like the L.A. Forum out here. That man spent all that money to open that up as a church, Elmer, and now it's gone. But that if they had to put that multi-millions of dollars in that community of Inglewood, which is now the stadium, where the stadium is, if they had just bought all that property with the money they bought to rent a forum to have some events that wasn't there, then that could have been a hand up. The stadium would have had to negotiate with him in order to buy it had he bought it. But he didn't buy all the land. He just bought the forum and didn't own the land under the forum. And so thus we see, you know, the stadium. So but it's our day and it's our time because
yes.
people are waking up. And thanks to you, Brother Ray Antoinette and Brother West and all of us, you know, we can do what God has called us to do, and that is that we are more than conquerors. And so conquerors
That's right.
make plans and do what, you know, we have to prepare ye the way. John the Baptist didn't care nothing about the Pharisees. He was out there wild hunting locusts and who has bewitched you to come out here to flee
yes.
the wrath to come. So we have the power.
Right.
We
and
just have
you
to
know,
not just... try to act like the power is associated with the power that is in place. John the Baptist showed us that. He didn't care about the power that was in place, but he still went out and warned the people that prepare ye the way. We have to prepare our way through the efforts and the power that we have been born and gifted with.
Amen.
Yeah. But it's I mean, to hear you speaking about the paper and controlling a black paper, and knowing that as an at an elementary school I went to in Chicago was named Robert S. Abbott, who was the founder of the Chicago Defender, was the newspaper that went from the north to the south, and by the Pullman porters taking that information to our people to know what was going on and what was the information about our people. And now look at us, that we had all of these black papers that were out there, and now that we even have technology, and how many black papers are online?
Exactly. And I am, and you can go to PaceNewsOnline.com, send your comments, let's talk about it, let's put up online. You can go to Pace News Online and talk about what we're talking about now. We can use that as a vehicle to begin to, put it out there and then come together as to how we can. But we also want to talk in other ways that's not online. As I told my daughter the other day, the fact that we have all these books here is a miracle and a blessing, because when you read the books, nobody knows what you're doing online.
That's right. Yep.
So when you do stuff online, everybody knows what you are planning. We have to begin to plan that everybody won't know ahead of the plan.
Yes.
Right. And just like what have done in forming what we call the Overground Railroad. And Harriet Tubman had the Underground Railroad. And what we got to create is what we have in Tuskegee, up in Maryland, and different places, is we creating oases where we can come back onto the land and have discussions and gatherings of family and people of like minds and spirit, and begin to plan and strategize what we need to go back into our communities and do. Because we have to do things. That's the palmolive tree up there in North Carolina, that tree and the moon, is because that's where we met at. We would come out at night and meet under the tree to discuss what we need to be doing to get free. Because anything that we began to put together has got to be what Sonia Sanchez says, how does this free us? That is the cry that we have to know, that we are looking at how is what we are doing going to free us and the next seven generations to come.
Yes.
Yep, and she right on money about that Supreme Court Justice lady, Ketanji Jackson Brown, because who picked her the enemy? Whoever the enemy picked, I said it out of wall. Whoever the enemy picked, I love them. Hey, I'm suspect. Whoever the enemy is,
you got to check her record. She's not
that.
As good as she is. You got to check
that's
her record.
Right.
Yeah, because there's a lot of things in there. Oh, Brother Ray, do you have anything that you want to add?
We know that the system has not worked in our behalf, never has, never will, but we will, and we organize our own. Put our own system together, and then work with the laws that we know, do unto others as you have them do unto you. Love your neighbor as yourself. If we follow those laws, we're going to be all right. And and once we organize and put these things in place and select from among us who will represent us, we won't have to worry about them picking and putting people in the race and putting their money behind that person to win, because money rules in all matters, so I'm told. Until we get organized and know full well that when we select a person and back that person up and be the brain trust for that person, then we're going to be all right in organizing our communities. So that's where I think our heads ought to be, just putting it all together and being who we are. We're God's people, man. We're the most powerful people on the planet, most intelligent, strongest, and smartest. And we're just not working together yet, but we will.
Yes, we will. We have another caller. Cuz? Cuz? Keith? Okay, well, he's quiet. Okay, he's in here. All right.
I'm in the restroom.
Okay. Well, you're on the air. We don't need to know all of that publicly. Okay. All right, y'all. Let me make this announcement. Tomorrow I will be back on, and I will have with me Giola Gay, Marvin Gaye's sister. So she's going to, you know, talk about life with her brother, you know, with her family, and with, you know, her own things that she had went through in her lifetime up to this point. And, you know, about, you know, the ending of her brother's life, but also, you know, the beginning when she came, and she's 6 years younger than what Marvin Gaye was. So it's going to be a very interesting, very informative interview. So I hope that y'all will be able to join me tomorrow for that. Brother Ray, you have anything you want to add?
Well, you know, that's going to be a great interview. And, you know, as you know, Marvin Gaye and I were very close in high school. And we used to sing together. So it'll be great. I'm glad that she was able to come on and share her knowledge of her brother, who, in my opinion, was a prophet, was an early prophet. Early prophet, even though he got messed, twisted around, like she's like sister said, they come out to California, get twisted around. That's why I wouldn't go.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah. Looking forward to that. 9 o'clock tomorrow night, Eastern time, yes.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, Brother
Rick. To me.
About your utilities, the Public Service Commission, the one that set the rates for your utilities. So y'all might have to go out to the Public Service Commission, and while y'all at it, tell them to take them damn smart meters off y'all house too, man.
Yeah.
Okay. But Public Service Commission.
Yeah, and you have to go in unity. Just don't go by yourself. You got to get 2, 3, 4 people go with you when you ask
that's
the question.
Right.
When we go to the governor here in the state of Florida, I'm hoping I can carry me 100 people up there. They're in Tallahassee, but again, that's gonna call on all of us to start getting on these phones, because people are getting upset about all these charges, and when they find out where that money is going, I think they'll do something.
Yeah. Well, we got a serious problem going on in this country, in the world, but, you know, we're looking at home. We got a serious problem here, and it's, you know, we got to do something.
And, but it's not nothing that we cannot do. We can do all things, and we shall, and we will.
Yes.
And I appreciate you. I appreciate the support, because it does take time. We're getting organized as we speak. You know, like I said, I'm under spiritual attack. It seems every day I got something new coming at me, but they ain't gonna stop us. We're gonna keep doing what we do.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
and also, Brother Ray, if they don't get right with y'all, tell them we're going to send a goddamn hurricane come through that town, all that shit down.
Well, they sure coming.
I'm going to play a clip, y'all. I'm going to play a clip, and we'll be right back with you.
We begin tonight with a nation already on edge in the coronavirus pandemic as protests turn violent across America. The arrest of a former Minneapolis police officer.
Making a commitment involves dedicating yourself to something like a person or a cause. Before you can make a commitment, I need you to think carefully. Amen. A commitment obligates you to someone or to something. The commitment to the solution is the answer to the problem. The commitment, come on. The commitment to the solution is the answer to the problem. Come on, Pastor, we need a strategy. Pastor, we need some direction. The direction is that as long as you're dealing with the problem, then you're giving the problem the energy. But once two people come together and agree that they're going to get in the boat, listen to me. The disciples waited on Christ. He did not come. They did not get weary. They did not give up. They got their butt in the boat. The first thing we need to do is make a commitment. Get in the boat, grab the oars, and begin to row. I'm going to show you what that looks like. It is when you commit yourself to something. You commit yourself to a person. Hallelujah. You commit yourself to a call. In this instance, I'm talking about committing yourself to a people, committing yourself to a cause. Praise God. In the name of Jesus, the first strategy is I need you to commit. And when I say commit, I'm not talking about Jamie. I told you I'm being honest. I ain't trying to tell nobody business. But somebody called me 2 weeks after we had a counseling session and said, Pastor, it didn't work. I said, what didn't work? What you told me. I said, what I told you 14 days ago didn't work. I told you 14 days ago. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that Dr. Martin Luther King and the Montgomery bus boycott, it lasted for 381 days. Commitment.
That was the day that we started a bus protest.
Commitment. Commitment. Sometimes the only way to get a solution is you have to commit yourself to something. And when I say commit yourself to something, I'm not talking about for a weekend. You think you're going to post for a weekend and make some changes? Oh, Pastor, are you saying there's something wrong with posting? I'm not telling you how to protest. But if you think for 1 minute that you're going to protest for a weekend, if you think you're going to protest for a week, if you think you're going to protest for a month, I'm telling you, you don't have to question the strategy. You don't have to question the system. You don't have to question. All you got to do is go to Dr. Martin Luther King and look at the history and study it. You don't have to worry about what people are saying. You don't have to worry about what people are thinking. All you got to do is go to the model. All you got to do is go to the individual, hallelujah, that was most successful, hallelujah. All you got to do is go to Gandhi. All you got to do is realize that it's not going to happen in 3 days, amen. And some of us are going to post for the weekend, and some of us going to post for a week. You know why? Because it's convenient. It's convenient to look like you committed. And some of us are going to go and march for 3 or 4 days. And some of us are going to march for 7 days. And some of us are going to get up and in our emotions and we're going to do all that talking. But I'm here to tell you today that yes, change can come, but change don't come when you convene. Change only comes when you make a commitment. And Dr. Martin Luther King led his people for 381 days. 381 days, nobody took the bus. And 381 days, people walked to work. And people walked home. And people walked to the store. For 381 days, people were inconvenienced. I'm talking about a commitment. You talk about convenience. You talk about how you look in front of other people. You talk about how what other people gonna say about you. You talking about trying to gain some political power. Or you talking about trying to get somebody to see what you're doing. I declare to you today, Martin Luther King, hallelujah, when they weren't 381 days, no bus, hallelujah, no transportation, 381 days. Amen, they carpooled. 381 days, they had to get up 3 hours early so they can get everybody to their destination. 381 days, that's over a year. 381 days, not 30 days, not 3 days, 381 days. And you want to get online for 3 weeks and act like you've done something. You want to get on for a weekend and act like you've done something. You want to post and act like you've done something. You want to walk when you want to go march when you off work. And you want to, God, you want to show your solidarity when you got time. 381 days. Dr. Martin Luther King had a PhD. Dr. Martin Luther King had a job. He could have lived anywhere he wanted to. But guess what? He was committed. He was committed to the cause. So he lived in the neighborhood. He was committed to the cause. So they used his car. He was committed to the cause. So he walked. Your little 3 days, you ain't doing nothing. You're doing what's convenient to you. You're doing what people are seeing you do. You're doing what's making you popular. You're doing what's bringing you attention. Dr. Martin Luther King wasn't looking for no attention. 381 days. 380 days. They marched. 381 days. They fed each other. 381 days. They took off their lunch and couldn't go lunch because they had to pick somebody up and take somebody. 381 days. They got homes late because they were picking each other. 381 days. Is this convenient for you or is this a commitment? Some of us have been doing this for a real long time. Before social media, we was doing this. I was 14 years old. My mama had me out, Jamie, registering people to vote at 16 years old, 14 to 16 years old. at 20-something years old. When I was in college, I was registering people to vote. I ran a GED program. We was doing gun back stuff. Some of you, you're doing it because it's convenience. I'm looking for everybody who's committed. I'm looking for the folks to say, if I got to do this for a month, if I got to do this for 6 months, if I got to do this for a year, if I got to do this for 5 years, if I got to do this for 6 years, if I got to do this for 10 years, whatever it takes, I'll do whatever it takes. And I'm telling you today, Martin Luther King said, we shall overcome. But I'm telling you, he said it because he waited in the morning and it didn't happen. He waited in the afternoon, it didn't happen. He waited at night and it didn't happen. And he jumped in the boat. He got in the boat, and there were some folk that got in the boat with him, and they grabbed the oar. You ready to grab your paddles, or you just want to talk? You ready to grab your paddles, or you just want to be seen? You ready to grab your paddles and do the work? Some of us been doing the work forever. God said, there's a reason why I make you wait. I make you wait because I'm trying to see people's pure intentions. 500 miles. Booker T. Washington walked 500 miles. He walked 500 miles. I'm not mad at you. I can't tell you how to protest, but I'm telling you, I'm not looking at some folks in 2020 to show me how to protest. I'm going back, amen, to the Bible. And the Bible says Jesus was so committed that he left heaven. He came on earth for 33 years, and then he died on the cross committed. Not convenient committed. Yeah, Peter was convenient committed. Yeah, yeah, because when they called Peter to the carpet, he denied Jesus not once. He denied him three times. He walked with Christ when it was convenient. He walked with the Master when it was convenient. There are those of you who are doing what you do because it's convenient, but some of you ain't never made a commitment, and we're not going to be able to solve any problems until we put both feet down and we make a commitment. We sacrifice our heart. We sacrifice our mind. We sacrifice our soul. I didn't say he caught the plane. I didn't say he caught a ride. I didn't say he rode his bike. I said he walked 500 miles. Commitment. Commitment. Went to Hampton. Oh, come on, come on. I know you read the story. They denied him. That night, he went to the library, and he cleaned the library, Jamie. Not once, not twice, three times. And when they came back the next day, and they saw how clean it was, they took their finger, and they put their finger on the wall. A white wall, and guess what happened? There was no dust, no dirt. Committed. They said, no, he could have went home. No, you can't come here because of the color of your skin. He could have said, no. He walked 500 miles. You thought he would have needed at least 3-4 days sleep, but it's not about what's convenient. He got in school, graduated, and became a professor. You're not hearing what I'm telling you. What I'm telling you is, hallelujah, you got to make a commitment. And then after he graduated, became a professor, he founded Tuskegee for African Americans. An institution that is still productive to this day. I need you to be active, hallelujah, but I need you to be passive, meaning that while you're waiting, you're doing something. What did I do? While I waited, Jamie, I got the PhD. I saw what happened to Emmett Till. I saw it, so I went back and got the 4-year degree while I waited. I went and got the master's while I waited. I went and got the PhD while I waited. We starting a summer school for kids. Come on, with a curriculum, Jamie, with music, we're bringing in Grammy artists, we got somebody helping them with the SAT test and the ACT, helping them with standardized tests. You're not hearing what I'm saying. We're helping them, Jamie, with conflict resolution. Jamie, we're helping them to be entrepreneurs. Jamal's going to introduce them to make real estate real so they can learn how to get profit. You're not hearing what I'm saying, Jamie. Yep. Why you wait? I know you want to do it when it's convenient, but why you wait? Instead of playing video games, why you wait? Educate yourself. Why you wait? Become a lawyer. Why you wait? Become a judge. Why you wait? Get economic freedom. Why you wait? Start a community program. Why you wait? Educate the police system. Why you wait? Change the culture. Why you wait? Don't tell other communities to be a blessing to our community, and we're tearing our own community down. Why you wait? Build businesses in your community. Why you wait? Teach kids how to read. Why you wait? Tell daddies to get in their kids' life. Why you wait? Strengthen single-parent mothers. Why you wait? Bring folks to church. Why you wait? Pray and wait on God. Why you wait? Why you wait? Why you wait? Do something. Why you wait? Do something. You need leadership, Jesus Christ. You need leadership, Dr. Martin Luther King. You need leadership, Booker T. Washington. You need leadership, Malcolm X. What did they do? They did something. They made a commitment in prison. Malcolm X made a commitment to the Nation of Islam. He came out, and there might have been 30,000 folk. He made a commitment, and in less than a few years, he had recruited 500,000 people to the Nation of Islam. He made a commitment. He wears glasses not because he couldn't see. He wore glasses because in jail, he read. I'm telling you to make a commitment. You want to help the cause, read. You want to help the cause, study. And Jamie, when I was 19 years old and I saw the Emmett Till story, from that day forward, I would go to the library. People ask me, do you know this artist and this artist? Have you seen that movie? And Jamie, I'm embarrassed to say, no, I haven't. Why? I wasn't watching movies, Jamie. I was in the library and I was studying Souls of the Black Folks. Oh, you're not hearing what I'm telling you? Succeeding Against the Odds. You not hearing what I'm telling you? I start reading The Mayflower, Make Me Want to Holler, Nathan McCall. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm telling you today that you got to get in the boat. And some of you, you think you're doing something because you're standing by the boat. You think you're doing something because you're around the boat. You think you're doing something because you call the people name out who in the boat. You think you're doing something because you care. You think you're doing something. You ain't doing nothing until you make a commitment. Wait. I'm waiting just like you wait. I'm hoping just like you hoping for the second coming of Jesus Christ. I'm hoping just like you hoping that one day it doesn't matter what the color of your skin is. Hallelujah. I'm waiting just like you waiting to get pulled over and know one day that as an African-American man, I don't have to fear for my life. I'm waiting just like you waiting. If I go to a bank, I'm going to get treated like everybody. I'm waiting just like you waiting. I'm anxiously hoping for it just like you hoping for. I got an African-American son. I got an African-American daughter. I'm waiting just like you wait. Don't think I ain't waiting like you wait. Don't think I'm not longing for it like you longing for. Don't think I'm not like you. But I'm telling you, the difference between when you make a commitment to something and it's just a convenience, you lose your hope. I'm telling you, we can't lose our hope, because once you lose your hope, you lose everything. I'm here to tell you that once you get started, you can't stop until you get there. I'm telling you, when you get in the boat, you make a commitment. It doesn't matter if the gale comes. It doesn't matter if the winds and the waves come. It doesn't matter if the storm comes. Just keep rowing. This is what I mean when I say wait. When I say wait, if the ship goes down, you keep rowing. If the sides come off, you keep going. If you lose one of your paddles, you keep going. Hope, hope. Don't ever lose your hope. Don't let some evil, don't let some hatred, don't let some circumstance, don't let some situation. Martin Luther King said, and I have a dream. I have a dream that one day we will get there. I've been to the mountaintop. We can't lose our hope. We can't lose our faith. We can't lose our hope. We can't lose our faith. Because when you lose your faith and you lose your hope, you stop rowing. When the boat comes from upon you, keep rowing. Don't get so emotional that you stop rowing. Don't get so emotional that you lose your strategy. Don't, oh, come on. Dr. Martin Luther King, I promise you, they sick the dogs on him. He kept his hope. They put him in jail. He kept his hope. They put the water hose. He kept his hope. They beat him. He kept his hope. Whatever you do, don't lose your hope, because once you lose your hope, you lost everything. The last thing we need is to give up. The last thing we need to do is to give in to racism. The last thing we need to do is lose hope. We can't. Martin Luther King worked too hard. Malcolm worked too hard. Fannie Lou Hamer worked too hard. Michael Stoney Carmichael worked too hard. Medgar Evers, he worked too hard. Booker T worked too hard. Harriet worked too hard. Martin worked too hard. Frederick Douglass worked too hard. Nat Turner worked too hard. They worked too hard. Coretta worked too hard. They worked too hard for us to stop now. Rosa worked too hard. They worked too hard for us just to give up now. Now we gotta press, and not press for a weekend, not press for a week, not press for a month. 381 days, 500 miles, 381 days, 500 miles. Now we gotta put our seatbelts on, and we have to commit. I'm not telling you how to commit, but I'm telling you, don't do it for a weekend. I'm telling you, don't do it when it's just convenient to you. Don't do it to try to make money off of this situation. Don't do it because it's convenient. Do it because you're ready to make the commitment.
Okay. Well, y'all, we need a commitment. Brother Ray, do you have anything you want to add?
Hey, I just thank you for that. That's a great closing. You know, play that one every day. We need to commit absolutely to our own survival. And that's what this book will do. We'll show you how to commit, what you need to do. If you don't know, now you know. If you don't know what to do, this book will show you. And you just have to follow a plan and work the plan. If we fail to plan, then we'll fail for sure. Thank you, Sister Antoinette, for that.
You're welcome. Well, yeah, I wanted to, you know, show that we truly need a commitment. You know, everyone has to commit. Well, not everyone, but those that do, you know, stand. You got to stand on it. You got to stand on your commitment. And hopefully, you know, we'll be able to do that.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Thank you all for your donation.
Yeah, Kaz, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still in here.
Okay. Do you have anything that you wanted to add?
No, ma'am. I'm just listening, and I appreciate the the prayer. Okay. Keep it going.
Okay.
God bless you. God bless you, brother. Thank you so very much. I guess that'll wrap it up for tonight.
And this is my cousin, y'all.
Yeah. Welcome, my brother. Just know that
yes,
this is a family and we need you.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Yes, well, does anyone have any closing remarks so we can close this out? You know, we can take them
now.
Yeah,
I can say something.
Okay,
yeah,
Brother
all
West.
Y'all got to do every day when you go outside, just look up at the sun, man. For as long as you can stand in a couple of seconds, and I swear you get energized, man. They spraying them chemtrails, don't do it. But if you see a clear day, just go out there and look at the sun, man. I'm telling y'all, that's our power right there, man. You get energized, you end up like Super Negro. I'm telling y'all, it works, man. You look at the sun.
No, I haven't. No.
Okay, well, I would do that tomorrow. It's supposed to be nice tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll do it too.
Yeah, Brother Kwame? Brother Kwame, you still
yes,
with
you
us?
Know. Yes, I'm
you
still
any...
here, and as Brother Ray says, what's tonight? Wednesday. We got Thursday, Sunday at 3:00. We got the drumming, and you know we've got to begin to get this message that this drum call is just a ancient way in which we communicate. We got these cell phones, but we got to use the drum because that's the natural tone that we've got to raise our energy, like Brother West always talk about, you know, raising
yes.
that energy and the vibration and using the right frequency. And that drum is our tool from our ancestors that we have to do. And I was reading about, and I thank the sister for sharing that about, you know, Jackson's nomination, because she's married to she's married into the elite of the elites of Boston, you know.
Oh, okay.
The blue bloods, as we call it, those blue bloods. And so this is why, and I said, wow, I'm sitting here going like Kamala Harris, hers, now she's got hers. I'm going like, okay, but nobody gonna be like Michelle.
Yes. Yes, you're so right about that.
So
yes.
Y'all have a good night, and I'll hear us tomorrow. And thanks, Brother Ray, and my sister in California, Brother Wes, Jeff, Eddie, the family. You know, it's been a while. I was speaking to Antoinette earlier today and saying, you know, it's been a while since the family been online. But,
yes,
you know, we regroup when
yeah.
we need to.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
On it. Only other person we miss is Miss Kim.
Yes, I spoke with Miss Kim earlier, and she said she was going to try to be here later, but I guess she didn't make it.
Well, maybe she'll tune in tomorrow.
I'm sure she'll be with us tomorrow.
Yeah, busy lady. She's busy doing good things. Yes.
Yeah. Don't y'all forget Dry Bones on Sunday for the Helios Delios at 10 a.m. And, you know, as y'all know, tomorrow, me at 9 with Ziola Gay, Marvin Gaye's sister. 843, do you have any, Brother Eddie, do you have any closing remarks? Brother Eddie?
It's beautiful sharing tonight, but things will happen if you use your imagination and have faith and accept nothing less.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes, I agree. Thank you.
Thank us. Good night.
Thank you. Brother Jeff, do you have anything that you'd like to add? Any closing remarks?
Thank you, Sister Antoinette. I just, you know, sending out them love vibrations, wishing the family well and all the elders, you know, much respect to you all, and just looking forward to the future. This was a wonderful conversation to pick up on again tomorrow and do some more research. Could you repeat the name of the newspaper, and then I'll yield, and good night, family. Appreciate you all. Love.
She's no longer with us. She had, her line had dropped.
It was
she's not with us now.
PaceNews.com.
Yeah.
Fake News, F-A-K-E?
Pace, P-A-C-E, PaceNews.com.
Oh, Ace.
No, Pace, like P like Paul.
Oh, Pace.
Like Paul.
Pace, okay.
Charlie.
PaceNews.com.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
He'll be with us tomorrow as well, so.
Yes. Brother Ray, do you have anything that you'd like to add?
Just thank everybody for tuning in and chiming in, and hope that we'll commit ourselves to what we're trying to get done, what we're getting done. I like that try word, what we're getting done.
Yes.
And it's going to happen just like we planned it and just like we work it. You got to work it to make it work. Thank you again.
Yes, we do.
Thank you, Sister Antoinette.
Oh, thank you, Brother Ray.
God bless you, Brother Ray.
Yeah, but thank you. Just pray for each other, y'all. We gotta help each other through this. It's going to get rough.
Yes, sir.
Go get better. We at war, y'all. Prisoners of war. Prisoners of war. All general orders are in effect.
Yes, sir.
And the victory is ours. Yeah.
Yes, it is. It definitely is. Okay, I'm trying to. Look, it's been a while since I did this, y'all, so I'm trying to find something to play us out on. Something mild. Oh, boy. Let's do Miss Kemp.
Almost feels like good old times.
Yeah. Okay, y'all, I want to thank you for being with me tonight. I look forward to being with y'all tomorrow. You know it's been a while. So I'm trying to get myself geared back up again, which y'all really helped tonight. So I thank y'all for that. I thank you for your time. And Brother Ray, I thank you for this choice in conversation. I think it's something that we really needed to have. So I truly appreciate and love you, and I love the rest of y'all. So with that, we're going to say goodnight. Brother Ray, you have anything you want to add before I close it?
Good night. Thank God.
Okay. All right, y'all. Okay, this is Miss Kim. You know, this is my favorite song. This is Miss Kim's Never Grow Old.
Of us. And the child Cause the footprints show you are by my side. You can lie to a child with a smiling face. Tell me that color ain't about a race. You can cast the first stone. You can break my bones, but you're never gonna break. You're never gonna break.
My face.